First thing I'm going to have them change on the 1190 website is do not email me with any problems that might air. I have no technical control over the station. Hey, at 8:45 today, they ran traffic and weather while you guys are talking. I missed the bit with the robots. Can you do it again? I only got three, but it was...
I got a couple as well.
I'm going to try and streamline things. The station's being programmed by Southwest Region AM Ops Manager. And it's not really his fault. He doesn't know anything about the show. He just knows it's a quote-unquote talk show.
Yes.
And he emailed me a few times. Oh, what does your format clock look like? I sent back 25 and 52. It's when we theoretically are supposed to break.
Theoretically, there should be bold and italicized.
And a couple more questions, and says, "All right, so you're gonna send me a clock? I don't know. Maybe he was looking for pictures.
Yeah, he wanted an actual diagram. I mean, I've seen those floating around places in the past.
It's just a round pie chart with little divvied up places. Traffic goes here, spots go here. I'm gonna try and streamline the operation, so it's just it's like I said before. Just think of it like an RMS sandwich. Commercials." Show. Commercial show.
Yeah.
And they have to break right at the top of the hour, like 59:54, to do the KFXR Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, there's no way you can use back time this show to exactly the top of the hour, unless I started doing it on my own on the afternoon show.
And you're not going to do that.
I shall not.
And I don't mean that to be like, you're not going to do that like you're above it. I'm just saying, you're not going to do it. It's just, it's not worth it. It's too much to think about. Oh God, I got to stop right here. No. What if we're rolling?
So I think I can get things handled where it sounds on 1190 like it does on the Eagle. You can't plug this show into a talk format. The f*** wrong with you?
It's a free form.
We get the spots in. We did it. It was like the very first deal I set with CBS with, who was the GM at the time?
Reed
Reeker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what exactly do you want? Because I was leaving the Eagle, going over to 105.3. He said, play the spots, identify the station. Don't lose a license.
That really should be Broadcasters 101 top three right there.
Oh, and anything else? I said, you already got the ratings. Play the spots, identify the station, don't lose a license.
And if you think about it,
nine years we made it.
Yeah, yeah. And everything falls under those three deals. Any issue that arises can be put underneath one of those.
Oh, and I was talking to Kibler today, and she was had a conversation right before she left New York. She was talking to Bob Pittman, our CEO.
Oh, no.
And Steve, I think it's pronounced McCry.
McCry?
I think.
Okay.
I think we've been saying it wrong. I'll get it right when I get him in bed.
Oh, sure, sure.
The CFO.
Yeah, yeah, it's pillow talk. So, how do you say your name now that we've, you know, done things?
Did I use too much lube or did I not use enough? Because I don't want to make you McCry.
Mm-mm. I do McCree. Mm-hmm. Whew.
And she thanked Bob Pittman again for me, the CEO, for cutting a PSA for the foundation.
Right.
And she said, the CFO. She gives it, he's a really good guy, but he's just one of those financial geeks.
Just that, numbers.
Which is exactly what you want for a chief financial officer.
I would hope so. I don't want the CFO to be the, you know, the stitch of the group.
So very seldom does she see any type of emotion out of him.
Mm-hmm.
So she thanks Pittman, CEO, and just McCry jumps in and goes, I love that guy.
Of course he does. That's so wonderful.
Don't you just find yourself craving
the approval?
She said he sounded like Regis.
That's funny.
For the rest of the time, he just kind of talks like this. But he just got wound up. I love that guy.
I've never, not once in my broadcasting career, which is coming up on 16 years, have I ever wanted to go to a board meeting. Usually it was, if I even saw the general manager of just the building of the station, I would duck into a studio to hide because I don't want him to recognize me. For fear he might say, what's that guy do? Fire him.
Can't fire me if you can't find me.
That's right. Now I actually wouldn't mind going to a board meeting just to see these guys interact.
And obviously, Pittman isn't, he may have to be anal with certain things.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, he's not a dick, or he wouldn't have volunteered to cut the PSA for us.
Mm-hmm.
Kenzie, do you need the mouse for the TriCaster, or you got everything?
Yes.
You need it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, sometimes I do things over here. There. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Okay. So
she thanked them again for us.
Right. And Pittman said it was a pleasure to do it. And the CFO. I love that guy. I listen to him on the train going home every day.
So why is it so odd to us?
I don't know, but it's like you originally said, and there's no better question other than why? Why do we have to have the CEO and the CFO of a company with over 800 stations, almost 850, listening to us? Don't you have stuff to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouldn't you be
financially
or something?
They're not terrorizing us. They're not commenting on things. Hey, I don't like it when they do that.
It's not usually a good thing if you're on the radar. Usually because when people say you're on the radar, it's usually for something negative.
Got to stay off the radar. Love being on the radar. I want to be as big of a fat of a blip as possible. I can be a bigger one now that Terry Dorsey's retiring.
Oh, God, that's right.
I didn't read the whole story. When is he retiring?
What I saw is that his last day will be Wednesday, December 17th. So, one week. What?
I'm not saying it is, but it could be.
Hmm. The old vacation bit.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't know. I think Dorsey's 35 years in this market.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know where he worked before.
I know that he had a gig.
Probably an underwear model. When you're that exotic.
Yeah.
Is that where you were going to go?
I was in that vicinity. I was going to say maybe in his modeling days. I know... I think Hawkeye had posted on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, a old photo of Dorsey when he was on the radio in Ohio. It looked like a yearbook photo.
Mm-hmm.
And underneath it, it just said, Super Jock, Greg Mason.
Is that the name he was using?
I guess so.
Mm.
But he was hot back then in his plaid coat. Woo!
Yeah, it'd be hot to move from, where'd you say, Ohio?
Yeah.
To mornings in Dallas. I think they started on K-Plex.
Okay. See, I didn't even know that.
And then moved to KSCS.
I've always identified him as KSCS.
I think he's been at KSCS since the early 90s.
Then that would be why.
So... We don't have a phone number for Hawkeye, do we? Alfie?
I don't believe I do.
How did we ever get a hold of him in the past when I was making fun of that anteater sidekick chick?
He may have just called in.
I'm sure we had his number at some point. Obviously, we just don't have it currently.
I can get it.
Okay, see if you can try during one of the breaks. I'm curious what Hawkeye's going to do.
Well, the good thing is that we've mentioned before is that it ceased being the Dorsey gang and eventually became Hawkeye and Dorsey. So there was sort of this slow burn of a handoff to Hawkeye, but it's still a huge adjustment, you would think.
I guess we're going to have to wear this jingle out because after he retires, there'll be no more of this. Right, with the Dorsey Gang,
96.3 KSCS. That makes me a little sad.
I think they should continue to call it the Dorsey Gang.
Certainly could.
Starring Mark Hawkeye Lewis or whatever his name. Is that his whole name?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. I mean, Craddock Show still uses it's Kid Craddock in the Morning. So, I mean, you have a precedent to use that.
I think, first of all, they're still using that, obviously out of respect, even though it's been more than a year. Well, who are they going to name it after?
Yeah, it's really...
Everybody carries that show now.
Yeah, if they were to change it, it would have to be something like the Kiss Morning Show or, you know, just something like that, but... I think it makes sense. Just keep the name on there because everyone identifies on that show with Craddock. It's still his show. He's just not physically there. Keep the name.
What would you guys call this show when I die?
Dan O'Malley Show.
Okay. I'm glad I asked the question slow enough.
That was too easy. You knew I was going to say that. That's why you asked it so slow. In all honesty, we would probably do the same thing. We would keep it as the Russ Martin Show. I haven't talked to Chloe or Alfie about that. I'm just kind of throwing that out there. I'm sure they'd agree.
So you'd keep doing it without me?
You would expect us to, on one hand. On the other hand, you would also want us to kill ourselves to come with you. So we could have the treehouse in the clouds.
Or wherever.
Or wherever. Oh my God, the treehouse is on fire. Yeah, but it's never going to burn down.
Chloe was right. This place is packed.
These flames are constantly fueled by despair and tears.
Okay. Dorsey, Hawkeye. Has anybody... Listen, it's no offense to Hawkeye and Dorsey. We're just not morning people.
I'll listen to it a little bit in the morning.
Is it just Terry and Hawkeye, or is there somebody else?
There is, is it Trapper? Hooper?
It's Trapper.
Trapper, thank you, yeah. Yeah, Trapper. Trapper's like the third guy. Is he the traffic guy?
I believe so.
Yeah. The hard thing is with so many morning shows now is I'm used to talk radio. So I'm used to tuning in and hearing people, and I don't know everyone's clocks enough to know exactly when to tune to what. So I'll listen to Jagger on the Edge. I'll switch over. I'll kind of channel surf. I'll try to catch a little bit of the Dorsey Gang. And I always just miss, just by a hair, all of Jody Dean's punchlines on K-Love.
I bet you don't.
By a hair. I hear the jingle.
I hear him stop talking. I hear the jingle. I just didn't hear the punchline.
I don't know if someone's messing with him, hitting the delay, taking out the last 3 seconds. I don't know. So anyway, yes, I've tried to listen to some with Dorsey and Hawkeye, but it's kind of hit or miss.
Okay. I was just thinking about back to the days, Jenny and I were doing the TV show. We'd be at Fox 33 in the morning. I think it was a Sonny Melendez or Sonny in the Morning or I forget. But we didn't like him. So we'd wait for him. We'd listen to the radio back at the desk. I've told you this before, haven't I?
Doesn't sound familiar.
And they would, Sonny Fox, that was the name of it.
Okay.
And the Breakfast Club.
Oh.
I think. So we let him promo a bit, get into the bit, get near the end of it. I look at JD and I go, this bit really sucks. JD would pick up the phone, dial up the remote on the transmitter, and shut it off.
Okay, that part I remember. I just forgot what the show was.
Oh, looky there. This one has access to the transmitter.
And what are you going to do? You're going to start the whole bit over again?
Did they ever know it was you guys?
No, they eventually figured out somebody was doing something.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, what would you do if someone did the same thing to us? They said, oh, I'm going to right here, power off the transmitter.
Well, if I figured it out, I restart the bit.
You people are going to hear it.
I'm not going to work on something and just have somebody shut the transmitter off. I think you're dealing with. Mm. Plus, you can catch the rest of it on 1190.
That's true.
If they ever figure out how to run the show.
That is also true.
I'm telling you, it's a broadcast sandwich.
It's supposed to be easy.
Show, spots, show, spots. That's the way we roll here.
Mm-hmm. Had you said show one more time, I'd have been a Big Mac.
Yeah, you're right. We need a break here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alpy, you going to try and see if you can get a hold of Hawkeye?
I'm on it right now.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire a Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com. Thank you and happy holidays.
3:35, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound Loop 820 between Lancaster Avenue and Craig Street. The road construction there has various lanes shut down. That has traffic kind of jacked up in the area. In Arlington, westbound I-30 just before 360, got an accident blocking the three right lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from the bush. And in Plano, westbound on the bush right at Independence Parkway, road construction there has the left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Custer Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagle, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cool River Cafe. Tonight, overcast and a low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy. There is a chance of some rain as we hit a high around 62. Right now, 57. A 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What? What?
That's what. Look at Kenzie's face.
What's the matter?
It was saying meow. Caught me off guard.
Yeah, that was the year I was playing with that song, and I was throwing everything at it I could find.
Pretty much all available time Russ had.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, you haven't heard the entire version.
Let's play it.
No. We've been through this.
It's original.
You know the song?
Rudolph got run over. No, yeah, Santa got run over by reindeer. Rudolph did.
Mm-mm.
Grandma, sorry.
There you go.
Who ran over Grandma?
The reindeer. A reindeer.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I know. See, we know our version now. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Yeah.
I thought it was Rudolph. That didn't make any sense.
I tell you what, I'll play you what the original track sounded like before I started fudging with it. Hey, this was the original. And then I got a hold of it. To be honest with you, I can't tell you everything I added. I know there's a tubas, brass section, trumpets.
The cymbal.
I don't know.
Whatever that is.
I had all of those with a synthesizer.
I like it.
Thank you. I don't think anything weird happens in this one. It just turns into a marching band.
It's better than the original.
Yeah, even Dr. Elmo liked it. Elmo and Patsy, the ones that sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Who? They actually sing that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who did you think sang the song originally?
I didn't know, actually.
It was Dr. Elmo and Patsy.
They just called them Elmo and Patsy.
Oh, okay. When you said Elmo at first, I kind of got caught off guard.
I understand. That makes sense.
Threw me off, but...
Man, I got to start watching Sesame Street.
Apparently, they're churning out hits.
Well, obviously, Elmo finished post-grad school.
Yeah. It tickled me, doctor.
Is he a doctor now? Now, we had him on one year on the phone and sang the song with us.
That's awesome.
Our version of the song, we changed it.
That's so cool that he liked it, though.
I'm a likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
Thank you for your Larry David response.
I'm just kidding.
I'm a likable guy.
Eh. I'm kidding.
On the but emails. Terry Dorsey was on that top 500 list, right?
Of the most famous people in Dallas?
Yeah. Alfie, do you remember?
I don't remember. I believe he was. I can look it up real quick.
Kenzie, some website put together a list of the 500 most, I don't know how they judged it, but the 500 most famous people in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Not Fort Worth, just they... Maybe they're going to come out with a Fort Worth list. I'm going to need the bleep for this. Okay.
Turn your mic off, then you
yeah,
do that.
That's not his fault.
All right, there you go. Now move around all you want. No one can hear it.
Now, don't feel bad because we've all done the same thing.
That was an amateur move.
Don't worry about it. I hit my microphone once a month easily.
Okay, it makes me feel better.
Trey used to knock his head in his mic all the time. Dan's response was the same every single event.
Careful. We just put that there.
I think you've been sitting in front of for years.
Same spot.
I'm a native from Dallas and saw that top 500 list. Coach Landry being at 158. Really? You, Russ, ended up at 270? What bullshit? I don't know why it pissed me off. So bad, but it did. So I printed it out and I ate it.
What?
That's what it says.
Oh, God. That's a little extreme.
Now, for the next week, when I take a I'm going to burn it. Whoever put together that list sucks pretty, 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 pretty big
Okay.
Honey, what are you doing? Just out here burning my.
It was even in the subject line. He almost wrote an entire email in the subject line. That top 500 list is bullshit. I ate the list and I'm going to set my on fire. All right, this other one, I guess it's a chick, Shelby.
Yeah, more than likely.
With everyone else sticking their hand out for Christmas stuff, I was just wondering. Oh, this is about me. What I would want for Christmas. I doubt I could buy whatever it was. I was just curious what a man that seems to have it all would want for Christmas. Every day to me is Christmas.
Aww.
I get to work with my friends. Police and fire like me. And I can say any damn thing I want on the radio. Nobody's going to give me about anything.
There it is.
Wait for it.
Yeah, when I was talking to Kibler today, or Texas, whatever, VP of Texas Operations, I know I ask every time, and we figured it out at one point.
It's she's basically the president of Texas, and then vice president, I think, of major markets. So she's basically just a super VP.
And she was in sales when I started doing mornings at the Eagle back in the late 90s. We used to call down to her desk, ask her how hard her nipples were. That's when we could tell how cold it was.
So that was the weather report back then.
It was. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have to call Nations Bank. Nations Bank time, 3:45. Downtown temperature. Ooh. She asked. She goes, you know, they were talking about you, Russ's show last week. Was it true? She goes, I don't care. She said, you're number one in all your demographics. She said, you can talk about my if you want to.
She's cool. That there, that's a leader. I don't care what you say. Just watch me roll in money.
Yeah, so she went from sales to GM, then the president of Texas and VP of
major markets, I believe.
Like it when upper management likes us.
I'm pretty impressed by that.
I wouldn't do it, but I just like the fact that if I wanted to, I could go out right in the middle of the work area for everybody and just take a big steamer.
Right in the middle of promotions?
Yeah, because that's where all the management offices are.
Yeah,
I'm too tired to walk on the other side of the building to go to the bathroom. I think I'll just drop a big right here.
Right next to all the weekend giveaways.
Then go into Don Davis's office and go, give me those papers on your desk. I need to tidy up. Okay. Did I get somebody? They had to help their kid with a letter of what the kid wanted for Christmas.
Okay.
And I don't think I kept it. Said, my kid's going to email you about what they want for Christmas. So the next email that you get is going to be from, I guess it was a little boy.
No, I was going to say, any idea how old?
No.
Did they basically tell this kid you're Santa?
I don't know what the reasoning was. He wanted a bunch of crap. I didn't even know what it was. Obviously, it touched my heart because I threw it away.
Well, you probably had, like you said, you had no idea what any of this stuff was. You're like, I don't know what that is, and you probably just chunked it.
But the emails have started. Well, I heard you guys were going to pick needy families for Christmas. Mm. That's not really what I said. Indirectly, that's what I said. I wanted to get the letters that kids write and address it to Santa at the North Pole. Obviously, it never goes anywhere.
Give the heads up.
Well, the post office can't deliver to. Yeah, I don't know how Santa knows. And it's just, it hasn't been a plethora, but enough to be irritating.
And they're just getting warmed up. We still got a couple weeks.
And then it's, this time of the year, we get those emails. And then emails, it seems to be spring and the holidays. I guess spring is when a lot of people do fundraisers. Mm-hmm. Could we have some money from your foundation to support this event, be one of the sponsors? No. Mm-hmm. even if it's a police fire event. No. It's not that I don't want to. Well, most of it is I don't want to.
Well, but also it's you're not going to sponsor something because what sponsor means is give money. And that's not what the foundation is set for. It's not set to sponsor things. It's set to give money to families of fallen.
So I think I've already said this on the air. I just have a response that I just copy and paste every time. It's illegal. We have a mission statement that we had to submit to the IRS to become a 501c3 charity. And if we stray beyond that mission statement, we could lose our status.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's illegal, but we could.
You need the strong language in there.
Okay, well, I didn't think it would hurt to ask. Well, it f-ing did.
I have a scar.
And some of them even have nothing to do with police officers or firefighters.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, can we get some jerseys for our basketball team? Huh?
I've gotten an email like that before. Mm-hmm. Someone wants like a team sponsor for a little league team or a basketball team.
Well, they might have meant from the show or Clear Channel.
You got that whole thing out.
Maybe some of them didn't mean from the foundation.
Maybe.
I actually thought about changing, and then I'm done with this, changing the name of the foundation because I think it's confusing people.
How so?
Well, I didn't want to take all the credit for the foundation. I just didn't want to call it the Russ Martin Foundation.
Right.
Or even the Russ Martin Show Foundation. I wanted to include the listeners because that's how we fund the foundation.
Yeah, they're the ones that donate.
So my thinking is some of these people assume, well, if it's called the Listeners Foundation, that's for us.
No.
I'll bet you some of them do.
Okay, but if they listen to the show, they've heard you at least a couple of times say what the foundation is for. We even have a promo for it that says explicitly what it's for.
Well, but maybe they spread out. That's their main focus, but maybe they'll give me my... Like, I had a guy I went to high school with. Forget his last name. Danny something. He emailed me a few years ago. Either wanted money for me or for the foundation so they could send his daughter to Europe for some student program.
That was a summer abroad.
And
I remember this.
And he and his wife wanted to go too.
Mm-hmm. It would be a nice vacation. The daughter, she gets to do her 2 months in France or wherever it was. And mom and dad get to come along for the ride as well and get cultured.
Somebody I hadn't heard from since 1979.
Jesus.
How much was it? Did they give an amount?
I don't know why, but the amount of like 1,500 or $2,000. I think they had some money. They just didn't have enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've asked everybody else. Well, if everybody else has said no, people in your own family, why would somebody that you haven't talked to 30 some odd years, why would you ask me? Have you not heard me on the radio? Do I sound like a giving person?
Oh, come on. You're a sweetheart. You a big teddy bear.
Well, guess who didn't get to go to Europe?
Mm-hmm. Alfie says line one.
What is it, Alfie?
I have Hawkeye for you.
Farm me?
Sorry. I have Hawkeye for you.
Oh.
Man, you went country fast.
Oh. What's up, Slick?
Hey, how's it going?
Do you still use Hawkeye on the air or you go by Mark?
No, I go by Hawkeye, but you can call me Mark, whatever you want to call me.
Well, I don't want to ruin your mystique.
I don't know if I have mystique.
So, Terry's going to retire on the 17th.
Yeah, Wednesday, a week from today, yeah.
How long has he been talking about this?
Well, kind of off the air. He's kind of been kicking stuff around. But, I mean, it was just like just general discussion about retirement. I mean, nothing really concrete or dates or plans or anything. And then Friday is when he told me and told management. So, really, Friday was the first day that I had any inkling that it was going to happen.
How long have you been pushing him to retire?
It's 1991.
Yeah. Isn't that about the time you guys moved to KSCS?
Well, in 1988, we started 88. Terry moved from K-Plex. I moved up from San Antonio, actually. A lot of people think I used to work at K-Plex. We get all these calls. I remember when you and Hawkeye were at K-Plex. I was like, I was never at K-Plex.
Yeah, I've gotten emails like that before. Yeah, I remember when you did mornings with JD on Y95.
Yeah.
I never worked at Y95.
I was never there.
So what are your plans?
I'm staying. Definitely going to stay.
I figured you were going to stay. You told me 7-8 years ago you were writing everything anyway.
I never told you that.
I'm sorry, what?
I never told you that.
Okay. If you want to go that route.
It's cold.
I'm definitely staying, and we'll probably – I mean, this really was out of the blue, so, I mean, we don't have any, you know, anything in the works to replace Terry, and that's hard to replace someone like Terry. I don't really – you know, there's an empty chair there. You know, it's always been, you know, a multi-person show. There's definitely a seat there. We already have Trapper is our third person there, and he's in too, so him and I will move forward, and we'll look for somebody to join us, but it's not going to be a big rush. We'll look for the right fit. I mean, you know how hard it is to find someone that fits with everybody.
Mm. Well, it'll be easy to find somebody to fit in Terry's chair.
Oh.
You got that.
A lot harder than you think. A lot harder than you think.
I mean, they'll fit. What? Forgot what I was going to ask you. Just going to call it the Hawkeye Show?
I don't know. You know what? I haven't really even thought that far because
you've been thinking about that since the 90s.
No, I really haven't because you know, I kind of thought Terry would give us, you know, time like 6 months. In fact, on Friday, I had an inkling he was going to tell us because he said, I got something important to say at the end of the show. And I really thought he was going to, you know, tell me, hey, 2015 is going to be my last year and then I'm calling it quits. I didn't realize he was going to say a week from Wednesday.
Why do you think he's not really giving a lot of notice?
One, because Terry, that's just Terry's mindset. He doesn't think that he's a big deal, you know. Like yesterday when the Dallas Morning News called, I was talking to Robert Wolanski, and I said, hey, you might as well ask me all the questions you want to know, because I will tell you, Terry doesn't think this is a big deal and might not find time to call you back. I think he really thought, yeah, hey, it just works out timing-wise for me, and he didn't really think like this would be a big deal if he retired. He really wanted to wait for the last break next Wednesday to announce it.
What was the impetus of flipping the name around to Hawkeye and Dorsey in the morning?
That was a program director wanted to do that, and that kind of happened 3 years ago.
How hard did you have to push for that?
I did. I actually didn't want that at all. I felt moved by that. I didn't want that at all.
Did obviously the program director, he thought you were the main guy? No offense, I think you are.
No, I think it was more, I think they were, the program director, I think, was kind of just transitioning. We were kind of had rebranded the station as a new country, and we were playing a lot more new artists, and I think they kind of, I mean, it was the exact same show. I mean, the show didn't change at all. We just flipped the names around, and I think he also wanted to prepare for a transition someday, and, you know, Terry was, you know, at that point, even 3 years ago, you know, Terry, it was kind of like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, wasn't playing 40 minutes anymore in the ball game. It was more of like playing 30 minutes. It's kind of like Dirk near the end of his career.
What, are you going to get new jingles? Because obviously we're going to have to let this one go after Terry retires. Right.
I would like to politely ask you to cease and desist playing that because that's a copyright infringement.
Really? I'm surprised I haven't heard from Jody Dean about the same thing. Otis Radio 98.7
K-Love. Man, actually, could you send me the one there? Because I don't even have that one. That was like a few years old. I'm serious. Can you have your producer send me that, an MP3 of that? I would like to play that on the last day.
The KSCS?
Yes, I'm serious, totally serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Hawkeye, just Hawkeye at kscs.com.
Okay. I'll send it before I leave today.
Yeah.
I don't have people like you do to do things for me.
We have very little of that at our own little spot.
I'm curious what they're going to call the show.
Mm. You know what? We will probably discuss it after the new year and figure it out sometime over the holidays or something. But not really sure what we're going to do. Obviously, it's going to be something different, though. Terry's not there anymore, so.
What? How old is Terry?
He is 66. Mm. Yeah, I think he's the first person in the history of radio ever to reach retirement age.
To reach retirement age?
Yeah.
Didn't Chapman retire at 70?
Yes. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Okay, Ron Chapman. Yeah.
Yeah, but we always think of Chapman as having started radio when he was 70.
Well, he started FM radio. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pretty literally. I mean, he was really the first morning show on FM radio in Dallas. So.
And he was also part of KLIF 1190.
Yeah.
In its heyday with the, I don't know which one he was. It was Charlie or Harrigan.
Yeah, Hudson and Harrigan. He's one of those. They just would move those guys in and out. Keep the names. That's what I was thinking. Maybe I might just find someone to change their name to Dorsey, then it could still, you know, he wouldn't have to name the show.
Do you think Terry retired because he found out that they're carrying our show mornings on 1190?
I thought you were doing a whole show on 1190. Please don't tell me they're just repeating the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some imaginative programming right there.
Well, the station doesn't show up in the ratings. I mean, nothing.
I mean, I'm surprised they don't sell it for that, like, that colon blow weekend program that, like, KRLD uses.
All right, I'm going to hear from Gavin now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know what we can help you with, but if you end up needing something, you know where we are.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Are you still living in that small apartment?
No, I got married. No, I bought a house.
She made you buy a house?
Pretty much the way it works, Russ. Are you still living in that embassy, that former like Chilean embassy in Southlake? Where do you live now?
Okay. The only reason you don't know what my house looks like is when I was on the news a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, I moved to a slightly larger place in Frisco.
Slightly larger.
Yeah, instead of the Chilean embassy, it's more like Brazil.
Say it again.
How many cars do you have?
I've got the Batmobile. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I got the Batmobile. I've got the General Lee. I've got the Starsky and Hutch Gran Torino.
Uh-huh.
I've got the Monsters coach.
Uh-huh.
And then just my daily driver. It's a Challenger.
Oh, okay.
Why? How many cars you got?
I have one.
Mm.
Yeah. You call it Porsche or Porsche?
I think the proper term is Porsche.
Okay. Well, I have a Mitsubishi.
What does your wife drive?
My wife, she drives like a Nissan Maxima, like a two-door kind of thing. Very cute.
Are those expensive?
Good wife car. No. Yeah.
Oh.
It's more expensive than a Mitsubishi, though.
Doesn't sound like country music pays too well.
You know me. I've never been flashy. You know, I'm in that same apartment for a million years.
What do you think Dorsey's making?
I think he's making $12.50 an hour, to be honest. I mean, he's been pretty good. I mean, he's up with Russ Martin money up there.
Woo!
You know.
$12.50.
Our show's 4.5 hours long, so it adds up by the end of the week.
Oh, I'm sorry. How many songs an hour do you play?
Between like 6 and 10, it depends.
An hour?
Yeah.
You know what we play?
One.
Yeah, that's at 3 o'clock.
I know.
See, every time the ratings would go up over here, I'd
drop
it.
A song.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finally, they stopped giving me grief about it.
Yeah. So ratings are what? I mean, they're up now. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we must. Obviously, you and I can't talk about the ratings process, but we picked up somebody somewhere.
Mm-hmm. a couple of neaters are out there, some 18 to 34 males, is what you're saying.
Did you say neaters?
Neaters.
Oh, meters. Yeah. Okay. I thought he said something else.
No, no. He's not that country.
All right. I got to go.
You know what? That's going to be my motto. Hawkeye, he's not that country. Not that country.
Hey, if you guys are looking for I'll send you an air check of an overnight guy if you guys need an overnight trucking show.
Yeah, send it to us. We're always looking for an overnight trucking show guy.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the visit. Tell Terry we said hi if he wants to call in next week. You obviously don't have the hotline.
No, obviously I don't, because your producer, this is how sad this is. The producer gave me the request line.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll have Alfie give you the hotline. So if Terry wants to call, he's welcome.
Okay. Oh, so Terry warrants the hotline, but I got to fight through the request line.
He's going to give, you can bet, you realize you can make a copy of it after you write it down. Country people are dumb.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
410. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Ross. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dart. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound 67, right at Camp Wisdom Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic gets backed up back to I-20. Also in Dallas, up to I-35, just after the Mixmaster Road construction there has the left lane shut down. Apparently they're out there doing emergency pothole repair because, you know, hey, why not? Traffic goes backed up back to the 35-183 split. In Arlington, westbound I-30, just before 360, got an accident there in the clearing status. Traffic is backed up back to the Beltline Road. And in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Hemp Hill Street, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Crowley. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Overcast tonight, a low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy. There is a chance of rain, and we hit a high around 62. Right now, 57 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Chuck and I were going to try and do an instrumental version of this song.
Right.
You would think as long as he's been in music, he's put out albums before with some band he was with. I forgot what the name of it was. But as far as sending me files, that man is full-blown retard.
Really?
Because, okay, I got most of my parts laid out because obviously all I can add is the guitar.
Right.
And he could throw in a drum track. And then he could play the piano and then use his keyboard for horns, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I'm not really sure how to send them to you. Well, email them. He goes, well, you know, some of them are big files. I'm at work. We got the broadband up here for it.
Yeah. Big server.
So then he emails me. He said, all right, I got everything done. I put it in a Dropbox, I guess, in the cloud.
Yeah.
Here's the link. Click, go to the link. It's a 3 megabyte file.
Was he worried about clogging up your email? I was like, man, I don't want the boss to get mad at me. It might take him like a whole second and a half to download this.
So I download it, and the format it's in, it says Great Gosh Almighty dot S-O-N-G. I even asked Alfie, I went, have you ever heard of a format of dot song? Alfie looked it up. What did you say it was? It's like an antiquated audio file from like the early 90s.
Yeah, it's about 25 years old. It was from Mac OS 7, I think. Some sort of file with that.
This is like Apple IIe based technology? Jesus.
Pretty much.
So I had to email back. First of all, I checked the internet. Right. All right, maybe there's something, and it's like, no, I'm not paying for a converter.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed him back and went, what is dot song? Well, that's, I forgot what he said. I went, I cannot open it. I have nothing up here that even likes it. I even tried the VLC.
Yeah, if that won't open it, then how the hell does he play it?
I don't know. I went, there was only one file on there. He goes, no, there should have been 7 or 8. Okay. Do I just need to drive to your house and you hand them to me? Because we've talked about doing this before. He goes, I'll just send you the files and then you can mix it however you want and add the guitar.
Right. It's supposed to be simple.
And he said he's never been able to figure it out. I don't know why. I don't know what editing software he's using. Maybe he's just, he's still using reel to reel and didn't know how to convert that.
I would think, though, if he was actually just using a reel to reel, he would have just brought you the reels.
Yeah, and I'm going to play it on what?
Yeah. Here, put this in your cart.
There's no reel to reel player anywhere in this building.
I know at one point there was.
There was one, George Gamark. Was converting some of his, since he's into all types of music, he was converting it to digital, and he brought a reel-to-reel player up here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that thing.
I know.
I walked in and went, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just converting stuff. He goes, you're not going to ask me what it is? I went, how old am I?
Yeah, you know.
I think Danny from KFXR and Anna DeHaro both have one, but they kind of just use them as tables.
Well, what else are they going to use them for?
Yeah, at that point, it's just like a hipster coffee table.
I mean, used to from clients, advertisers, they'd send their, God, this sounds so damned old. They'd send their commercials on a small reel.
Mm-hmm.
They just dub it off. If you had to voice anything, then you would have to play the commercial on one reel and record on the other reel with your voice and mix them together. Now you can do all that on a phone.
Yeah. And it's so easy to do on even just a phone. It's almost insulting to those that came before.
If I thought there was any purpose to be served by it other than just torturing her, with Kenzie's internship, should have made her learn how to edit on a reel-to-reel.
Yeah. I've actually always wanted to try it. I'm just curious.
The downside is, though, there's a legitimate liability concern. You want to put Kinsey in a small room with a razor blade?
Give her a time limit?
Yeah. Oh, God. It's going to look like Saw in there.
What is this? What is the white wax pencil for? Is that if I cut myself?
Yeah. That's it. That'll seal up the wounds.
That's amazing. That's how they used to edit movies.
Yeah.
Same concept.
Blows my mind.
What?
It blows my mind.
Still think we should give her something to edit. And not tell her how.
See if she can figure it out.
Yeah.
Kind of like the monkeys in the monolith.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring it on.
What's a monolith?
Yeah.
2001 know. Space Odyssey. When the monkeys learn how to use a tool because the big, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Just think monkey use tool.
Hey.
Okay. You got audio? You want to start new?
Yes, I do.
Tell, who was it that texted you? Was it the general manager of KSCS?
Yeah, the operations manager, KSCS, K-Plex. Sorry, the wolf.
That's not the wolf. Huh? KSCS?
Of KSCS and the wolf.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't.
They're owned by the same company. He oversees both of them.
That is so amazing.
Yeah, our old friend JR.
He used to do mornings in, was it Victoria?
It was in Victoria. He's from Dallas. Decided, all right, I'm going to do this radio thing. He did a little bit of stuff in town, then decided to make the big leap to Victoria, Texas to do mornings.
Same time Dan Lewis was doing mornings on the sister station.
Across the hall.
JR couldn't stand him either.
Mm-mm.
And look, and that was 10 years ago.
Let's go 10 years.
That always seems to work.
Yeah.
JR ends up moving back to Dallas-Fort Worth. Now he's the operations manager for two major market country stations. And Dan Lewis is where?
We believe Mount Pleasant.
I don't know why he's not using his real name. I don't know what he's using. But the listeners always find him, and I don't know how they do that.
Well, that's the funny thing about East Texas radio is most people in East Texas radio aspire to be on in Dallas-Fort Worth. And if you aspire to be on in Dallas-Fort Worth, for whatever reason, you listen to this show. I don't know why, but yes.
I know, but how do listeners find Dan Lewis every time he moves someplace?
What I'm saying is that there are people that work in radio in East Texas that know who he is.
Oh. Good.
That's just one example. And then there are just the regular listeners is like, I think this Dan Lewis guy is there. Because some of them will have followed him either on Facebook or Twitter or something. And he updates.
Yeah. Now you got JR. What's his last name?
Schumann.
You got JR probably making well into the six figures now.
Yeah.
Dan Lewis probably making $6. Small station, I'm going to tell you, unless he's doing more than just mornings, he ain't making more than $10.
Nope.
He's probably one of the few people that do mornings on a really small station and have them take money away from him.
All right, good show today, Dan. Gonna need our payment now.
We're going to need $4 back. But yeah, tell JR if he wants to call in.
Okay. Yeah, he was initially asking. He was like, hey, what's number over there? I'll have a Hawkeye call in or whatever.
I'd like to talk to JR. We can bash on Dan Lewis some more. Okay. We get to audio or you want to start news?
I've got audio for you.
Okay.
Cut number 8. There's our buddy, Emery King.
I don't know who.
The Silverado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's back with a new, product that he's helping pitch.
How'd you find this? Or did he send it to you? Because somebody told him we played his, Silverado spot where he's talking about Chevy trucks and Ford trucks suck. I still like his last line. The Ford thing is, last time I saw a Ford jump anything, it landed on a
Well, you're going to like his new installment. Cut 8 is our buddy Emery King. And yeah, someone just emailed me the link to it, I think yesterday or today. And he has a new car to tell us about.
Woo! Emery King here. Merry Christmas. Coming from Ford's Tuning and Performance in Georgetown, Indiana.
Does the audio get better?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Let's go take a look at the Chevy Camaro.
What did he say?
Let's go take a look at the Chevy Camaro.
Oh, Chevy.
Yeah. Now, just to sort of set the scene for you, he's at in a sort of body shop looking place. He's wearing jeans with a white sleeveless shirt tucked into those jeans, and on the T-shirt is a photo or like a design of a Christmas sweater. So he's in full spirit of the season. If you want to search for it, just go to YouTube.
Hang on, I'm trying to see if I kept.
Oh, his previous works.
Yeah, but again, I don't know what I called it. How do you spell his first name?
Amiri.
Who is he?
He's just a guy on YouTube. Somebody sent me the link. Thought it was funny, so we played it. Gave him credit for it, because if we're going to steal material off YouTube, somebody should give somebody credit.
Yeah.
And it got back to him that we played it and gave him credit for it. So he called in.
Cool.
I'll play you a little piece of the Chevy versus Ford.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about this Chevy Colorado. Chevy Colorado might be small, but at least it's not a goddamn Ford. How do I know it outperforms any Ford on the market? Well, these suckers don't drive it. The Chevy Colorado is small, but it's roomy. Comes with a crew.
This hasn't run in Best Of recently, has it?
Don't think so. No, it has not.
Okay.
Crew cab. Enough room in there to fit a murder weapon. Not in the glove box. In my f***ing pants. The Chevy Colorado has tons of room. Me and four of my buddies got hit from your sister right there. While your dad watched from a Ford. What separates Chevy drivers from Ford drivers? Well, it's simple. The size of our dicks. Knock, knock. Who's there? Ford. That's the joke. Why is every time I...
Let me jump to the end of this one.
Colorados are so durable, they don't lose their resale value. Engine runs fine. Might have some cosmetic problems. The girls are always grinding their pussies on it. The difficult thing about driving a Ford is the hardship and turmoil. Have to tell your family you're gay. But you drive a Ford. They already know you're gay. Ford and Chevy owners are different. Chevy owners are rugged, durable, bulletproof. Ford owners, they get in fights at the club. They see a girl wearing the same dress. Last time I seen a Ford jump something, it landed on a dick.
Okay, so now he's out test driving the new Chevy.
He's not test driving. This is what he, his business. He goes to these businesses. This is a like a customized shop in Indiana.
And he's going to drive the Chevy
Camaro. Camaro.
Woo! Emery King here. Merry Christmas. Coming from Ford's Tuning and Performance in Georgetown, Indiana. Let's go take a look at the Chevy Camaro.
Let me tell you something about the Chevy Camaro. Why can't car seats fit in the back of a Mustang? Because men can't have kids with other men. When you hop into a Chevy Camaro...
That went by too fast.
I know. It takes a couple of, takes a couple of runs. In other words, he's saying the Camaro has room in the back seat, I guess, but the Ford doesn't. And the reason why is because men can't have kids with other men.
No.
Let me tell you something about the Chevy Camaro. Why can't car seats fit in the back of a Mustang? Because men can't have kids with other men. When you hop into a Chevy Camaro, your phone automatically connects you via Bluetooth. When you hop into a Ford Mustang, you automatically register as a sex offender in all 57 states. Isn't it ironic that a Ford can't pull a trailer, but always seems to be parked next to one? The other day, a Ford owner...
Damn!
I'm going to say this.
I forget where he's from.
Oh.
Is it Georgia?
Yeah, something like that.
But he's also a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He's not meant to be taken seriously. These are spoof things, but... As hard as he brought it in the previous spots, he really brings it in this one.
Tell me a joke. He asked me where I thought he heard it from.
Back it up.
Ironic that a Ford can't pull a trailer, but always seems to be parked next to one. The other day, a Ford owner told me a joke. He asked me where I thought he heard it from. Said, it sounds like you pulled it out of your ass. I know what you're thinking. Why is this Camaro painted black? Had it painted to match my dick. I also know what you're wondering. Emery, what about the red paint? That's ketchup. Put it on my dick right before your mom sucks it. Take the word Camaro. First three letters are can. Turn them backwards. Mac. Like Big Mac. From McDonald's. Take the first letters from McDonald's. MC. Think of Einstein. E equals MC squared. I f***ed your mom. This Camaro comes...
That's my favorite. It's like he gets that slow build all the way up to that.
Again, this is one of those things that's irritating because I wish I had written it.
Yeah.
Boost, which is a good thing. Your sister and your mom are really short. That's what they need to get up here and ride this d***. Camaros are badass. Matter of fact, let's take a look under the hood. All you got to do is push this button. This Camaro engine's made out of, well, everything in the motherfucking world. 1,300 horses. That's 200 less than your mother's ever f***ed. This supercharger here blows harder than your mother. This is the belt I use on her when she don't. Check out this grill. It's got all its teeth. Unlike Ford owners, who got them knocked out at a gay club.
Have you ever checked the comments underneath?
You know what?
Videos?
No. I'm usually so busy actually just enjoying the video that I didn't even bother.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. The death threats from Ford people.
Oh, from Ford people.
See, I don't have a preference. I've driven Ford trucks, Chevy trucks, and Dodge Rams.
Mm-hmm. I drive a Ford.
I got no issue. No. It's not like there's an allegiance. I just pick whatever I like to look at.
Right.
And then I like the redesign of the Dodge Rams from 8-9 years ago, whatever. And that's when I bought the SRT 10. Then I sold it when I realized it got 8 miles a gallon.
Somebody's a lot. Annihilator. Named after my dick. If it's Violator, you named after your uncle, Rick. ZL45 stands for Zebras Love to Fuck Your Mom 45 times in one night. She's a barnyard whore. I got video to prove it. Check it out. It's my biggest fan. Got these rims from Weld Racing. Weld my dick to your mom's face. You want a riding style? Get you a motherfucking Camaro. You want a dick on your smile? Get you a sting slow, bro.
This video is brought to you by Acme Garage of Southern Oregon. for all of your antique restoration needs. And four is the tuning and performance of Georgetown, Indiana, where care and quality are a luxury.
Damn, that was a real tag.
Yeah, I know.
Because you really expect da-da-da-da is a luxury. Oh, and we your mother too.
Yeah, you do, but I still have one other clip for you.
We're late. Is it a quick one?
It can wait.
Well,
it's yeah, you can go. It's quick. You can play it. Cut number 9. Emery King has a message to his haters.
How long is it?
It's very short.
Fun fact number 2. I make a lot of gay jokes, and I make a lot of racist jokes, but I'm neither a racist or a homophobe. I want to give a big thank you to everybody that gets my humor. And people that don't get it, f*** you, faggot ass f***er.
I think you should have bleeped another word in there.
Well, I still can, but...
It's aired now.
It's not... It's just that word.
All right. Let me explain it to the FCC.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:39, another check on traffic. Over to MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Champion Showdown. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at Hemphill. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Crowley Road. And in Dallas, southbound I-35, just after the Mixmaster Road construction there, has that left lane shut down. That has traffic backed up back from Regal Road. It's about a half-hour delay through it. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Three Forks Steakhouse. Overcast tonight, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain, and a high of 62. Right now, it is 58 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it, Alfie?
I have our friend JR from KSCS on the hotline for you.
Mr. Schumann?
Mr. Martin.
What are you doing, bigwig?
Living the dream.
What are you doing? Is it the dream because you're overseeing two major market radio stations? Or the fact that Dan Lewis is still in the middle of nowhere?
Yes, I believe is the answer to that.
Have you talked to him since, where was it you guys were doing mornings together? Not together, but the same company.
It was Victoria, Texas.
I think at one point he tried moving to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was, at one point, Dan Lewis was, I think, a GM or an ops manager for an unrated Florida market that I really couldn't even pinpoint using Wikipedia.
Did he ever, you were on the country format in Victoria?
Yeah.
And what was Dan Lewis on?
It was a classic rock station, I believe.
Did he ever come and try and give you advice?
Yeah, in fact, I believe that was one of the events that led to me almost getting fired.
What did he say and what did you almost do?
I don't remember exactly what he said.
That doesn't matter.
But I called you and went on your show, and that's what almost got me fired.
Oh, because he ratted you out.
Well, because he listened and recorded every one of your shows. And
I didn't know any of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He listened and recorded almost every one of your shows, and the next day... went into like all of the bosses and played for them the segment that I was on where we made fun of him.
We didn't make fun of him. Everything you said was accurate.
Well, right. Now, it happened to be really funny.
All right, so what are you guys going to do now that Dorsey's retiring?
I don't know. Obviously, we're going to... build a show around Hawkeye And I mean, how do you replace a guy like Terry?
You let him go and you let Hawkeye work.
That's pretty much the plan. We didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for this. I'm surprised
Dorsey didn't. It's like what Mark brought up. Hawkeye, he was on half hour ago, whenever. Is, you know, normally if you're that big of a deal, regardless of what Terry thinks, you make it in 2015, I'm going to retire.
Well, that's actually he came in my office Friday and said, hey, pal, going to retire. And I said, 2015, 2016. No, pal, going to be a week from Wednesday. I'm like, okay. Well, here we go. And, we kind of have been scrambling ever since. But good for him. I mean, that's a testament to the, you know, humility that Terry has and has maintained throughout the years. Yeah, he honestly, I don't think really believes and understands really what a big deal he is in Dallas radio.
Yeah, because he's been on this – in this market for 30
since 81.
All right, so 33.
Yeah, 33.
33 years. I haven't been on in this market. I've been in radio that long, but I didn't start in Dallas, Fort Worth. Was that noise?
Yeah, Terry's been in radio. This is, I think, his 47th year.
You think that was Dorsey falling over?
That or a screen door.
No. What's gonna get new jingles?
Among other things, yes.
How many songs an hour do they play in the morning?
Between 6 and 8.
Okay. Average country song is what, about 3.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that, about 20, we'll say 22 minutes?
Yeah.
How many commercials an hour do they run?
On average, can we talk about this? I don't know, like 15 minutes maybe.
Okay, that's what I guessed with Dan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Off the air, they do news.
No.
Traffic.
Yes.
Okay, probably another couple minutes. Okay, so that's 5. That's 9. 39 minutes of other stuff. And Hawkeye's giving me grief. Well, we come on a half of our show's 4.5 hours.
Oof.
Yeah, and you play 6 to 8 songs an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How do you deal with that every day when you get off?
Yeah, the stress of having to plan the next day's show.
You must have to stay on lorazepam. Going to be any big billboard? Do you think you can get Terry to call in next week?
Can I get Terry to call into your show? Yeah, you could probably call in.
I mean, I've known Terry. We obviously don't hang out. Well, we had him on the TV show a couple of times.
Take him around in the Batmobile?
Which part of it?
He's not that big.
Yeah. Well, what do you think Terry weighs? 5, 6?
Oh, come on.
I saw a photo of Terry last week in the studio with Hawkeye. He's lost weight.
Just because he's in the studio with Hawkeye doesn't mean he's lost weight.
Well, compared to our...
Terry's not a big guy.
Uh-uh. I remember seeing TV spots with him 15 years ago, and yeah, he was a little heavy set. He's in good shape right now.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Terry's not a big guy.
Well, he used to be. Mm-hmm. Are you the one that forced him out?
No, that I knew that was going to come up in this conversation.
it was either you or Hawkeye.
No, absolutely not. This is Terry deciding to take up farming, I think.
Not enough food at the Kroger?
What's he going to farm, JR?
What's he going to farm? I don't know. Whatever he wants, I guess. I mean, when he's retired, he can do whatever he wants. But yeah, they're moving up north Illinois, I think. And he's going to sleep in and be retired.
I think he's retiring because they started playing our show mornings on 1190. I think the stress was just too much.
May have had something to do with it. I had not connected those dots, but you may be right.
Hey, do you need an overnight trucking show on KSCS or The Wolf?
You want to come do not overnights for us? Is that what you're saying?
I got somebody that could do it.
Do you?
Yeah. I'll send you the air check instead of giving it to Hawkeye.
Do that. Send it to me. You got my email address.
And give us an air check on it.
You mean like review it?
Yeah, review it for us.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah, I don't want to play it again on the air.
Let him listen to it in his office. You know, he can give it a good old critique.
Okay. All right. Seriously, congratulations on where you are, what you're doing. You're a good guy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. There are a few guys throughout my career that have believed in me from the beginning. You're one of those, so I appreciate it. I feel like I owe a big part of where I'm at now to you and the faith that you had in me early on, so I appreciate it.
Never had any faith in you. And I certainly don't like country music. What's wrong with you?
You did give me booze a couple of years at Christmas. That counts, right?
That's right. That's part of the faith that he's talking about, is you hung out with him, you gave him the time of day, you gave him a microphone in Dallas-Fort Worth, where previously he really didn't have one.
Right. Even though that did almost cost me the entire career up to that point.
In Victoria.
Right. But you did. You gave me a shot and got me in front of people that I would not have been able to get in front of on my own. So
right.
despite your best efforts, here I am.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. And same to you.
That sounded ugly. I got to go.
That's almost like the same to you you get if you're walking on the street. Some guy goes, hey, F you. Same to you.
Yeah, if you're just hearing one side of a phone conversation and the part you can hear, if the guy goes, same to you, you just assume what the other guy said.
Yeah,
and it wasn't complimentary.
No.
Okay, we wasted enough time talking about other people's show. Let's do ours.
All right, then.
We'll start news.
Let's do it.
Okay. That's wrong one.
Whoops.
Damn it, I hate the fact I can't use that after the 17th.
I think you can still use it. It'd just be for nostalgic purposes. You can still use Jody Dean's from K-Love.
I didn't really say his name.
I know, and it's not doesn't have that same exotic feel.
What else do I have?
103.7 KPIL.
I know. Brings back memories of Delilah and you having to work at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even think they call it KPIL anymore.
No, I think a few years ago they switched it to Light FM.
They switched it to Light FM and then they just recently went back to KPIL.
Good. Legendary call letters. Use them.
Exactly.
While you're at it, just put Ron Chapman in a room somewhere.
To do what?
Whatever he feels like.
To intimidate?
Yes. Just have him sit there and finger clap in the corner.
Oh, with his two fingers up against his lips going. Because anybody that ever worked with him, I never did, said that's the way it always started before you got your ass chewed. With a little sucking of air and your two forefingers up against your mouth. Man, are you going to hit me with another tape deck? Can you imagine? I never could have worked for KBIL under Ron Chapman. I liked learning from him by listening to him on the air.
Right.
But can you imagine him listening to you and having a set through, we call them air check sessions. It's just really an analysis of your show at the end of the day. You tape it and you sit in their office and, oh, mother. I actually had nightmares, true nightmares before, that I worked for Ron Chapman. And they made me start by, they gave me a couple of turntables and made me do the show from my car.
Do it right.
Yeah.
From the car.
If you can do it right there, you can do it right in the studio. And just to have him sit, and it made me nervous when we had him on the show about 12 years ago.
Right.
Even though we were number one, everything was fine. It just made me really uncomfortable because I knew he was just evaluating. He was air checking me on the spot.
Right. And not only that, but he felt he brought material in that day.
Yeah, he actually did show prep just to be a guest on a show.
Pages of notes, handwritten.
None of it was funny.
No, it wasn't. And man, we wanted it to be. Oh, I could just, it's one of the very few times I could remember seeing sort of a cringe-worthy look on your face while also sort of losing a little bit of, you know, mystique for your idol. Just like, man, you don't got it.
I never really lost any respect. Anybody that would let me call him a bag of piss.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stand-up guy.
It really was. That was a crowning moment.
He came to one of my Christmas parties in Southlake and brought a great big bag of what looked like piss. He goes, I brought you a gift.
Yeah. He was on his game that day.
Dude, tell me that's Gatorade or something. Lemonade? No, bag of piss.
I'm surprised he didn't have a straw and make you poke into it like a Capri Sun.
Drink my piss. Ron! Okay. We break now. We're back on time, right?
Yes.
We'll start news.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up, 5 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Get things started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, just after the Mixmaster. Road construction there has that left lane shut down for pothole repair during rush hour. That has traffic completely stopped back from Regal Row. The same incident causing a backup on 183 back from Regal Row as well. About an hour delay through it. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Jupiter Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Plano Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Spur 280, got an accident blocking the right center lane. That one has traffic backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Dallas Mini Dealers. Overcast this evening, a low of 51. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain, and a high of 62. Right now, 58 at 97.1, the Eagle.
Live from the Russ Martin Studios in Dallas, Texas, it's the Russ Martin Show, starring Russ Martin with Dan O'Malley and the Russ Martin Band. And now, here's Russ.
No, Kenzie, when I pointed at me, I meant.
I got you. Yeah.
He's talking about me.
I got you.
That's really Ed McMahon.
Really?
Who'd you think it was?
I don't know. Someone really famous and older. I just didn't know who.
Do you know who Ed McMahon is?
I do.
Who is it?
Oh, wait. That's Bob Barker. Hang on. Ed McMahon is.
Does the music sound? Here's the music.
Spin the wheel.
No.
Vanna White.
Live Hollywood. From the Russ Martin.
What?
Hollywood. Something about Texas, Hollywood. Starring Russ Martin. Is he like Larry King?
With Dan O'Malley. Mm-hmm.
Is he a singer?
I'll see what kind of clue.
Here's Russ.
In real life, instead of saying, here's Russ, he always said, here's Johnny.
He was, he introduced Johnny Carson
on
the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. Is that right?
Yes.
Johnny Carson Tonight Show, that's what it was called?
It was called the Tonight Show.
Starring Johnny Carson?
Yes. And then,
that's a good guess.
No, was it?
I guessed that.
I had to tell you it was Johnny.
Yeah, but I said Tonight Show all by myself.
I'll get you a gift. Only did it for 3 decades.
She wasn't alive for most of that.
She was alive.
Actually, technically, she was alive for most of it. She just didn't remember most of it.
What year were you born?
91.
Ugh.
About the time that the Carson go off. 92?
Yes.
She might know Ed McMahon's other show.
Star Search.
That's yes.
3 3/4 stars.
Yes, that is where I remember him from. The name.
Okay.
Or even Publisher's Clearinghouse.
She didn't even recognize the music.
Wow. Well, yeah.
That's one of those universal things.
It's supposed to be. It's but it's not. I mean, it's still it's age specific. I think.
I did recognize the Here's thing, though, but then that just made me think of The Shining, so.
And that's what Jack Nicholson was referring to.
Oh.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, well, now it all makes sense.
They're full circle.
Oh, yeah.
What a big, big day. Did we start?
Not yet.
Okay. What are you going to do for Christmas? You know... You know what day Christmas is on?
Uh-huh.
What day?
Oh, my God. The 25th. Yes.
It's always on a Thursday.
Mm-mm.
Look at your calendar. Look at your phone. It's on Thursday.
No. Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
So is Christmas.
No, it's not.
Look at your phone. It's on Thursday.
No, it's not. Maybe it may be on a Thursday this year, but it's not always on a Thursday.
Yes, it is.
It happens to be on a Thursday this year, but it's
because
not.
Because it's always on a Thursday.
No, it's not.
You weren't even sure when Thanksgiving was.
Well, I know now.
But it's always on a Thursday.
No, it's not.
Do you ever remember Christmas being on any other day?
Well, it's always on the 25th, and the 25th doesn't is always on fall Thursday. On a Thursday. No, it doesn't.
Then your parents lie to you.
Don't the days of the week change?
They do.
They change.
Partly because of leap year.
Yeah.
The shortened month of February each year.
Yeah, they change.
It's all tied in so that Christmas falls on the 25th on Thursday.
That's why we have the time change in the fall now.
Mm-hmm. No, because my birthday has been on a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday. So I no.
Your birthday isn't a holiday.
Yeah, you're not. Your birthday is not the birth of Christ.
But the 25th is not always a Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's not physically possible.
Why are you being so argumentative about this?
Because y'all are wrong.
What does it say on your phone? When is Christmas?
It happens. The 25th happens to fall on a Thursday this year. But that is not possible because then it wouldn't be on the 25th. If it was every Thursday of every year, the number would change. The day would change.
No.
Yes.
I would look into get my money back from UTA or wherever you're going.
I'll make you a bet right now.
And what? What? That it's going to be on a different day next year?
That it's not always on Thursday.
What day is it on this year?
It happens to be y'all are messing with me.
Nope. Christmas is always on a Thursday.
No,
whenever your parents celebrated it with you, they lied.
That is not possible.
Didn't you also go to private school?
Yeah.
Was it religious based?
Yeah.
And they didn't tell you this?
No.
What did they tell you about it?
That it falls on the 25th.
Which is a Thursday. 5:07, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, 2014. Birthdays today. Raven Simone from The Cosby Show is 29. Actress Emmanuelle Chirici turns 37. Drummer Meg White is 40. Celebrity chef and restaurateur Bobby Flay is 50. Director and actor Kenneth Branagh turns 54. Susan Day turns 62. Well, there have been a lot of protests across the country recently over police.
Hang on, wasn't there a couple other birthdays on there, big ones, at the end?
Yeah. Tommy Kirk from Old Yeller is 73.
It was a big movie. He played the little boy in Old Yeller.
I assume he did. Michael Clark Duncan would have been 57.
I don't know who that is.
Greg Giraldo died at the age of 44. Today's his birthday. Stand-up comedian. Dan Blocker, Haas on Bonanza.
See?
He died in 72.
Okay, what's the cutoff?
I usually stick with alive birthdays, unless it's just like a mega person dead one. There was one a couple of days ago for, it was like a really good day for birthdays of dead people.
So
I can include those more if you like.
I just, like somebody stood out there at the end. I couldn't remember who it was.
Melville Dewey.
Is that the Dewey Decimal guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good thing he's dead, because he certainly isn't making any money off the decimal system anymore.
Nope. That's a pisser.
The whole thing was too hard to understand.
It really was. God. There have been a lot of protests across the country recently over police officers' use of force, but now officers are marching for one of their own to change his termination. Officer Jesus Martinez was fired, this is in Dallas, after a cell phone video was released showing him sitting on top of a man named Joe Wesson, an alleged panhandler. This happened last summer in Deep Ellum. A police report states that Martinez claimed Wesson swung at him and ripped his uniform, forcing him to use pepper spray. That pepper spray then got back in the officer's face because the wind shifted, and Wesson supposedly attacked him. Martinez has been charged with official oppression for his excessive use of force. An internal investigation last month led to him being fired. More than 100 Dallas police officers and, this is the most important part, business owners from Deep Ellum marched to City Hall on Wednesday wanting Martinez back on the streets. They say Wesson has a long history of resisting arrest and terrorizing people in the neighborhood. Officer Martinez can appeal the city's decision after he settles the criminal charge against him.
They make it sound, because I got emails about this, people wanting advice on how to handle this. Here's what we have planned. I sent back, you've already come up with more than I would have on my own.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the city council. And they made it sound like, I don't know if he did or not, like he actually just walked the beat in Deep Ellum instead of driving around to have that type of reputation or relationship with the civilians.
Yeah. I don't think he just walked around, but I think he did a combination of, you know, squad car and walking around. Because when I first heard about this, I mean, the initial story I saw was Deep Ellum business people and activists taking it upon themselves. They came up with a logo and everything saying Save Jesus, and they slapped all around businesses in Deep Ellum. And at first, I didn't realize what they were talking about. I thought it was some sort of religious campaign. I realized these are people doing this for a police officer. And so what happened was, according to the report, the pepper spray gets back into his own face. The altercation with the panhandler continues. And I know this guy that they're talking about. He's an a-hole, the panhandler.
How do you know who he is?
Because if you spend any amount of time in Deep Ellum, you've come across this guy.
Joe?
Joe Wesson, yeah.
I've had two altercations with him, two or three.
Yeah. So as he's with the pepper spray, he gets Joe down on the ground. He's called for backup, and he's sitting on top of him. Wesson's still kind of struggling, trying to get his hands free, and they're just kind of hand fighting. And Joe's just waiting for backup. And someone recorded it, and Chief Brown fired him.
Did he fire him just based on the video? Was there an investigation?
He fired him, supposedly an investigation based on a charge of excessive force. But, I mean, you got to all the businesses in the area taking his side, including witnesses that saw it. I'm kind of surprised that this has gone this far.
I actually know him.
Who?
Jesus. He would walk around Deep Ellum and just he protected everybody. He was, even when he was on duty, it's not like he would go there and hang out, but he wouldn't like hang out. He was patrolling, and so he was also very friendly. So they all. It's basically like a family down there. That's just how Deep Ellum is. And he was like a brother to everybody and a protector, like a big brother figure. And that's why everyone's going crazy. I mean, I knew like three people that were on the news talking about him hanging up the pictures. And it's been crazy. My Facebook's been blown up.
Okay, I got it. You like him. Obviously, a lot of people like him or they wouldn't have gone to the city council meeting.
Right.
What?
I was just telling you.
Yeah,
that I knew.
Yeah, but you were saying the same thing over and over.
Well, jeez.
I caught it the first time. I'm not you.
I didn't know
where. So, any reaction from Chief Brown?
Not that I've heard yet.
So you've got witnesses that say that what he was doing was necessary.
Yeah.
Any other cops look at the video and go, "All right, yeah, that's excessive."
Not that I've heard. I mean, clearly Chief Brown thought it was. I would hope that he'd watched it.
Did the homeless guy die?
No, he's fine.
Oh. So what's the stink?
Just the charge. Just because you hit somebody doesn't and they don't die doesn't mean you don't still get charged with assault.
I know it.
When a woman was caught shoplifting eggs over the weekend in Tarrant, Alabama, a police officer responded not with a court date, but with something else. Officer William Stacy was called to the local Dollar General on Saturday when the woman was caught trying to steal a dozen eggs. Officer Stacy recognized the woman because he had responded to a previous call to her house and had seen her difficult living conditions. When the store agreed not to press charges, Stacy, the officer, decided to pay for those eggs. Stacy said she tried to give me all the money she had. It was about $1.25. I told her the best way to pay me back was to never do something like this again.
How much were the eggs?
It's dollar store, so.
Well, it's not a dollar.
$2.
I know they call it dollar.
No, I know. They have things that are over a dollar.
It's always confusing.
I know. A customer recorded the incident, which showed the officer hugging the woman in the store's parking lot. By Monday night, a local TV station reported that the video had more than 265,000 views on Facebook, and the officer told the TV station, "My phone was blowing up with notifications and text." Tarrant Police Chief Dennis Reno said he was gratified by the officer's gesture.
You know, I don't even know what a dozen eggs cost. I do my own shopping, but I never look at prices.
That must be nice.
Well, I mostly buy it. Kenzie, when you shop for me, what do I always tell you to get as far as brands?
Kroger brand.
Store brand.
Right.
So that's what
store brand, sorry.
That's what I always get.
Yeah. A dozen eggs is a few bucks. But then again,
I couldn't tell you what a gallon of milk costs. You could run down an entire grocery list. I wouldn't have a freaking clue. I buy all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even listen when they tell me what my total is. I don't check the receipt. It's not a matter of having a lot of money. I know the store brand's going to be the cheapest.
Right.
But the rest of it, pound of bacon, I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is apparently it's been a while since you've gone shopping because there's so many different options. Like, if you want a dozen eggs, okay. Would you like organic eggs? Would you like farm-produced eggs? Would you like cage-free eggs? Would you like white eggs, brown eggs? Do you want single A, double A? Would you like large, extra large, or double extra large?
I get the biggest eggs they sell. I open up the carton. I thump them all to make sure none of them are broken.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
That's the other. Do you want 6, 12, or 18?
I don't know the prices. If we were doing the prices right thing like we did with Alfie.
Mm-hmm. Before we detached his retina.
You did. Who threw the frozen fish at him?
Who told me to do that?
I tell you to do a lot of things.
Yes.
Okay.
And back then I did pretty much all of them.
And I never said hit Alfie with this fish and detach his retina.
You didn't say to detach his retina, but you said hit him with the fish, Dan.
Those were the rules of the game.
Can we at least agree then to say it's Alfie's fault for agreeing to be subjected to it?
How is it?
You could have said no.
You could have said no.
I tried to. You both said to shut up.
You could have gone to HR.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That was back at CBS. Debbie Henry was in HR.
Oh,
she
yeah.
would always giggle.
Yeah, that's like the worst HR person ever. Like, she actually stood in the hallway and watched.
They hit me with a frozen fish. Well, aren't you supposed to be concerned? I'm supposed to be. I'm just wondering if I was on the Price is Right, could I win anything? It's like that clip that you pulled a week or so ago where the guy, it was a hammock. I wouldn't have known. I certainly wouldn't have guessed. What did he say?
$1,000.
Oh, yeah, it was something. Yeah, like $1,200. It was like way over. Overshot it by like $500-$600.
I don't know what a hammock costs.
Well, guess how much milk costs. Just guess.
Gallon of milk?
Gallon of whole milk. 2%, whatever.
Is the fat-free 2%, is it cheaper or more than whole milk?
It's usually about the same.
Okay, gallon of milk. Because normally I just buy the... a pint. What do you call it?
Man, you got an illness.
Yeah. With milk, I never buy the handle size.
How sad is that? When someone says, "Hey, did you get a handle?" I never think milk. I always think my liquor.
All right, let me think. Gallon of milk, $3.50.
About right. Yeah, 350 to 425. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Ask me something else. How do you know the price of milk?
I buy milk.
What else do you buy? How much of a raise did you get where you're drinking whole milk now?
I think whole milk's cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, whole milk's usually cheaper.
That just sounds flashier, like you're bragging about it.
actually, Chloe got such a raise that instead of eating cereal with milk, he just goes straight to heavy cream.
Before, I used to dilute it with water to make it last longer.
The milk?
Yeah.
Do you know the prices of anything else?
Eggs? You know what? I have no idea what eggs cost. I really don't know.
Okay.
How much for a
you should be asking me.
How much for a large bottle of Jack Daniels?
It was $33 at the Goody Goody around the corner.
Correct. How much for a bottle of Jim Beam?
I don't know, because Jim Beam gives us free whiskey.
That's right.
I don't think I've never bought Jim Beam. The local distributors or guys or whatever the local Jim Beam guys do here.
The Jim Beam party supply dudes.
Mm-hmm. I know Jim Beam is cheaper, though.
We got drawers and drawers full of Jim Beam. Yeah. All the different kinds. The fire, water, or whatever it's called.
Jim Beam fire. The black. And the reserve aged. I forgot. I just drink it.
And I accidentally just bought the Jack over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I swore off of it when they said, no, we're not going to sponsor the white trash party. In fact, we don't like the logo that you guys are using. It looks too much like our bottle. You're going to change it. Jim Beam calls up. We want to sponsor the white trash party. You use anything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Only problem is the guys, what are they, just like local sales reps? They're far enough up in the company where they can go, we want to sponsor something, and the company does it.
Absolutely.
Only problem about hanging out with them is they're alcoholics.
Like how they just set up everything up on trays, little bitty shots across there, and everyone just drinks out of the bottle.
Yeah, it's really just for photos, yeah. For the little shots.
Maybe they didn't know that we were bottle drinkers.
Maybe not.
I'm surprised this bottle of Jim in here. We just don't put a just a nipple on it. I think that would make me hot.
Kind of gross me out. God, there he goes. See, got right there. That's why I know.
Okay, possibly we can do this another day. You guys can look up prices. It's not that I'm out of touch, because I always buy the store brand. I very seldom buy name brand anything unless it's on sale or I'm getting it from like David Pigeon at Star Power.
Right. There are certain things that if you got on a very regular basis, you would know pretty much the exact price. Like I know how much a bottle of liquor I get is at pretty much every liquor store that I drink. I know how much for a cube of Diet Dr. Pepper. I know when Tom Thumb or Kroger decide to go on stupid 12-pack sales where it's like buy two, get three free. Oh, yeah, daddy's loading up.
I don't know. I just have Alfie stop by the store and went, get me a cube of Diet Dr. Pepper and protein drinks.
And how much is he telling you for that cube? Like $7?
I don't know. I just always give him extra money for doing it for me.
Okay. I'm just making sure that he's not charging you like $13 for that cube, plus you're giving him extra.
I don't know. And I don't know what the protein drinks cost. What do the two of them cost, Alfie?
Protein drinks are about $45 a case.
Okay.
And the Dr. Pepper cube, I think last time I got it, it was on sale at Tom Thumb for about $7, actually $6.99.
Okay. And I always get the two cases of the protein drinks. So that's $90. Dr. Pepper, $97. I normally give Alfie about $120.
There you go.
Not like I expect him to be my, I don't want to use the word slave, servant. But I think for $20, he can stop by someplace and not feel like he's being used.
You feel used, Alfie?
I don't know what I'm supposed to answer.
You answer with what you really feel, and then you deal with it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:32, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Champion Showdown. Get started off in Dallas. Southbound Spur 408 Patriot Parkway right at Keys Boulevard. Got an accident there involving three vehicles. It's blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Loop 12 Walton Walker. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, just after the Mixmaster, road construction there has that left lane shut down because pothole repair is that important. That has traffic completely stopped back from Northwest Highway. This one is also causing a backup on 183 back from 114. All in all, it's about an hour and a half delay through it. Just avoid 35 or something. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Jupiter Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from the High 5. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Your backup is back from the bush. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Your backup is back from Allen Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Hey, this is Chuck Morgan, voice of the Texas Rangers. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have fallen in the line of duty. They watched over our families. Help us to watch over theirs. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com. Thank you and happy holidays from the Texas Rangers.
Eagle weather brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Overcast tonight, 51 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy and a chance of rain. A high of 62. Right now, 56. But 97.1, the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Kenzie, that officer we were talking about sent you a direct message on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
How does he know what your Facebook page is?
Well, I know him.
Oh, okay.
I used to spend like every single weekend in Deep Ellum for like over a year.
What, do you hate Fort Worth?
No.
Sundance Square?
I've always preferred Dallas for some reason, but it was because I was doing the POAR radio with Tret. It was when I was younger, and that's where we would go.
Do you know what that is?
Podcasting.
Oh.
The internet radio show I did when I was 19.
Okay, I forgot. What did he say?
He was just expressing how thankful he was for all of us for mentioning the case, and any ounce of support he gets, he's thankful for.
And he should have been overwhelmed at the city council meeting, because on the news, KRLD today, I heard that the place was packed.
That's awesome. He's a good man. Yeah, when you have 100 brothers in blue there to support you, plus the local business folks from
Detroit. Yeah, it's not even the police officers, it's the civilians to me. Mm-hmm. Because everybody, you got to stand up for the cop. You guys have your own clique. So when the citizens show up and say, what's his last name?
Martinez.
Officer Martinez interacts. First of all, that's a type of relationship that you want with police and the community everywhere. So instead of letting him go, if it wasn't justified, you use his MO is a template of how to interact with the community. And it sounds like he gets out of his car and walks Deep Ellum sometimes.
Yeah, there's a story that I heard. There was an interview with someone that lives down in Deep Ellum and said that he would walk up to people and go, hey, how can I make this community better for you and the people that live here?
That sounds like a sting operation. I would like some weed.
More drugs.
Do you sell the weed?
Officer Weed.
The person they interviewed did he did end it with something kind of cool. He goes, "We want our Batman back."
And the fact that they look at him like that—that's. I know Chief Brown has to. He has protocol. He's got to do what he's got to do. But if this would be a video I'd like for Captain Howard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's an expert. I don't know how long he was with the Dallas Sheriff's Department, but obviously he knew what he was doing to be finally promoted to a commander of the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty fair-minded.
He is. Yeah, he absolutely. If you say if a cop is right, he'll say it. If a cop is wrong, he'll say that too.
Okay. Well, hopefully, now is Officer Martinez, is he fired, suspended? Is this pending something?
He's fired.
Hopefully something will change. Okay. Go ahead.
For weeks now, a battle of biblical proportions has raged between believers and non-believers, Christians and atheists, and good and evil. This, according to former child actor and current Christian evangelist Kirk Cameron. The battleground for this epic struggle is the internet, where Cameron's recently released movie Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas has received some rough audience reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and worse, garnered the distinction of being ranked number one on the Internet Movie Database Bottom 100, meaning it's the worst movie of all time. Despite being panned by professional critics, Kirk Cameron is convinced that his film's painfully low rating from IMDb users is the result of haters, pagans, and an atheist conspiracy that was allegedly hatched on Reddit. Finding the good fight last month, Cameron pleaded with his fans.
You know what? Is this video available online?
I think this
wasn't something that was released.
It says released. I don't know where it was released to. I assume it's on demand or something.
Okay. If it's free, I'll watch it. I believe in Jesus.
I doubt it's free.
And, well, I'm not giving Kirk Cameron dick.
Well, anyway, despite being panned by professional critics, fighting the good fight, last month Cameron pleaded with his fans on Facebook to give his movie a boost by helping him storm the gates of Rotten Tomatoes. It didn't work. After a wave of support briefly shot the rating past 90%, prompting a congratulatory Facebook from Kirk Cameron, the rating then plummeted. Really, really plummeted. To date, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas has generated 175 pages of comments and a 0% rating on the tomato meter.
And he thinks all of it is based on non-believers.
It's an atheist conspiracy.
Agnostics, atheists.
Yes, an atheist.
Everybody clump together.
And yes, haters, pagans, and an atheist conspiracy hatched on Reddit.
There are a lot of religious-based movies that suck. What makes him think just because it's, first of all, he called it Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas.
Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
That in itself is egotistical.
I know, it's weird because it's
I wouldn't call this show the Russ Martin Show if we didn't have to. Maybe I'll steal the Dorsey Gang after Terry retires.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I can use a jingle.
Got to change the station up.
That'd be too expensive to fix that jingle. Let's just go to work at KSCS.
Why do
you change stations? I don't have the money to update the jingle.
Well, we do have an in.
Why is it you can't just accept responsibility? There are days we have bad shows. I know when we have them, which in my mind is almost every day. But I don't blame anybody else. People are just sending emails that we suck because they hate us. Yeah, there are days that you just suck. And producing a movie, did he write, produce, direct it?
My guess is yes.
Maybe you're not good at those things. Maybe this is God's way of telling you there's a different way to spread his message than through your f***ed up movie.
The movie critic for the Chicago Sun-Times, Bill Zwecker, he said, even devout born-again Christians will find this movie hard to stomach.
Have any idea what the plot is?
No. Oh, wait, actually, no, there was a part in here where it says, it's something about him trying to convince his brother or a brother-in-law why Christmas is still great.
He's basically taking all the elements of Christmas, Christmas trees, you know, lights, things like that, and trying to convince his brother that they are all Christian instead of pagan traditions, which is what they are.
Yeah. According to
he's trying to get convince his brother we haven't turned this into some type of pagan thing.
He's trying to convince his brother that Christmas comes from Christianity as opposed to pagan traditions.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Where do you think they got the name from?
Well, Christmas does kind of come from some pagan and druid traditions.
But the name?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but most of the symbols we see and what we embrace for Christmas are not Christian-based.
No. You got Santa Claus.
Well, he is.
Santa Claus what?
He's Christian-based.
Santa Claus?
Yeah, St. Nicholas. St. Nick.
I thought Santa Claus was started by some ad agency.
I think you're thinking of Rudolph. The picture of Santa Claus was Coca-Cola.
Right.
But Sinterklaas or whatever his name is, he's an actual religious figure.
Was he German?
Danish, maybe. I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Okay. I would bet most... Kenzie, why do we celebrate Christmas?
The birth of Jesus.
How many people of any age you think would get it right? Oh, it's a time for families to be together. It's time for gifts and singing songs and carols and whatever. I bet the minority of people would say, to celebrate the birth of Christ, our Savior.
Yeah, someone did that survey.
What?
Christianity Daily did a it's a Korean newspaper outside of out of Los Angeles. They asked that question. What is the first thing that pops in your mind when you think of Christmas?
Music.
33% songs and carols. 22% Santa and presents.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to guess.
You already guessed them all.
Oh. Santa and gifts. All right. If I've guessed them all, go ahead.
21%. I think this one you didn't say, but I don't think you would. Well, you actually said getting together with family. 21% parties and gatherings. And then we get down to 17% Jesus.
Oh, by the way, do you know we're having a Christmas party now?
We are?
I got the email today. Have you not checked your KEGL account?
Wait, I assume that was the client holiday party.
Is it, Chloe?
It is, but I think they're kind of wrapping it up as our Christmas party.
See, that's what they tried telling us last year. Then they said, don't bring anybody.
Oh, that's right.
Like, we could go as employees, but we couldn't bring anyone as a guest.
Yeah.
You can come. You cannot bring a guest. And you cannot eat the food. Ooh. Well, why am I coming? Because it's a client party. We're there to show you off, you little dancing monkey.
You will get one coupon for beer or wine, no liquor.
Want to bet?
I get that one. You don't want to. There's a liability issue that goes along with it.
Yeah. Man, never stopped it. It didn't stop in the past.
Didn't stop them at CBS. CBS, every party, we were drunken fools.
That's right.
That's why Limo George stayed so busy when we worked at CBS.
It was like a shuttle service.
Man, I'm running this thing more than the DART bus.
Yeah, when I was at KVIL doing promotions, it was when we had the Christmas. It wasn't a CBS Christmas party. It was just the KVIL Christmas party. The last one Ron Chapman was there for. I was working promotions. I had to go set up a sound system. But I also knew where they got the drink coupons. It was from our prize closet. And yeah. Guess who had the whole roll? Guess who was drinking 18-year-old scotch that night?
I just thought it was funny that I'm mouthing on the air. First of all, I didn't know we weren't having one. Mm-hmm. And that's when I said, well, I'll throw one. I'll have it on the same day, and I'll have good food.
Right.
Then I found out we weren't having one. Then I complained about that on the air. They got an email today. We're having one.
Make up your mind.
Maybe it's trying to make me look like a dick.
I don't know. I mean, it's still over at 8, so it's not like we can make it.
What?
Huh? Oh. I'm not. I'm just shocked that it was over at 8.
Yeah, it's 6 to 8.
It's not a party.
No, that's an obligatory...
That's an appearance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you should have one.
I'm not. The only reason I would have one is to be able to have it at the same time as the station so everybody would come to mine. But Dan's right. If it's over, when does it start?
Six? Yeah, six.
6 to 8. Yeah, most of us don't get out of here till 9. So you have to archive the show. You have to get ready for the next morning at 11:90. And then drink.
Mm-hmm.
For free here. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was odd. All of a sudden we're having one. Or we're invited to it. Was there, Alfie, did you see the invite?
Yes, I did.
Were there qualifiers like you can't bring anybody?
I didn't see that on the actual invite itself, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case, just because that's the way it was last year.
Now, the one I saw said you and a guest.
Oh. I know one year, Bo and Jim, they would sneak alcohol in their colostomy bags. For like $1, you get a tug on it. And you just had to hope to hell it's really whiskey.
Sorry, yeah. Wrong one.
Yeah, this one says, you and a guest invited to the 2014 holiday party.
And it's a... we haven't said what date, right?
We did before.
All right. I don't want anybody showing up.
Well, I don't think if I remember, we haven't said where it is.
If I remember, it's a nice place.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice place.
Okay. Well, obviously, we're not going. Do we have to RSVP that we're not going? Mm-hmm. Let me do that now. We're not coming. Thank you. 6 to 8. Kenzie's right. That's not a party. Mm-mm. I'm not saying the company owes us a Christmas party. I just know at CBS, they love Jesus.
Yeah, they celebrated Jesus with lots of booze, pizza, and wings.
Let's crash the CBS party.
Actually, we had sit-down dinners at CBS.
Some of them, yeah.
That big golf course, country club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeez.
That was not, I fingered two sales chicks. I don't want to say anymore, but yeah.
It's probably best that you don't.
At the same time. Sitting in the limo. Nobody had any clue what was going on.
It's like you were bookended. And you were turning the pages.
I was spinning vaginal plates. How many chicks can I spin at once? All right. So 17% said Jesus was...
That's the first thing that popped in their mind.
No. Not on it. Oh, 17%, yes. But the majority of people said music.
Songs and carols, yeah, music. You can always try to do like a quick word association. Like, what's the first word that you think of when you hear Christmas?
That tree that I got to take down in March.
Yeah. Yeah, you figure, you know, if I just leave it there, it might just wither away.
No, I got it up, and you were right. The dogs have already started pissing on it.
Look, it's our grand, it's a worse than a fire hydrant.
This must be some type of tribute to our piss.
See, what they're thinking is it sprang up overnight all of a sudden because of all the times they peed in the house. This is our urine shrine.
This is a lot better than those little bitty ficus trees. This is a 15-foot-tall monument to our inside piss.
and it twinkles and shines.
I don't know what really this symbolizes, but I hope it stays here forever, since we're all outside broken. We got a break here. All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
602. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound I-35, just after the Mixmaster. Road construction has that left lane shut down. TxDOT thought it'd be funny to go out there and do some emergency pothole repair. That has traffic completely stopped back from Royal Lane. This one also causing a backup on 183 back from 114. If you're stupid enough to sit through it, it's a two-hour delay. Don't do that. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Jupiter Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident there in the clearing stages as well. Traffic is backed up back from the Bush. In Louisville, northbound I-35, right at Main Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup is back from Corporate Drive. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Allen Avenue. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Hell Yeah's New Year's Eve party at the Southside Ballroom on New Year's Eve. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Volvo. Tonight, overcast and 51. Tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain, and a high of 62. Right now, 58. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right.
Say, Alfie got in a fight with somebody at Walmart?
Yeah, I think it was Walmart. I mean, it wasn't like a physical fight, but definitely a verbal one with some woman.
What happened?
Some chick was bagging on Garth Brooks, and it just upset me.
Are you said so? The hell is wrong with you?
It wasn't the fact that she was picking on Garth Brooks. It was the fact that her boyfriend was looking at a Garth Brooks CD and was interested in buying it, and she had to be bitchy about it.
What do you care?
I don't care. I just didn't like the fact that she was treating her boyfriend that way, that she was being...
So you said something?
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
I told her to lay off, and then she started screaming at me, and so I started making fun of her, and... It kind of escalated from there.
Didn't you also, I can't remember if this was on the air or off the air, get an argument with somebody at one of the last concerts?
Yeah, but I was justified on that one.
So you weren't justified on this one?
I think I was justified on this, but I probably should have minded my own business, but...
You just felt the overall desire to defend Garth Brooks.
They were right behind me in the checkout line.
What did she say about Garth Brooks?
She just said that he was stupid and not worth messing around with, not worth wasting money on buying his CD. And I said, F you, if your boyfriend...
You said F you to somebody you didn't know?
I think what I said was, let him buy the effing CD if he wants to.
You still use the F word with... All right, I want you going to counseling, and I want a pee test by Monday.
Nothing's wrong. I just happened to be at a Walmart late at night, and this lady was just being crappy to her boyfriend. I didn't care for it.
Were you high on the marijuana weed?
I wasn't high on any marijuana weed.
Prescription drugs?
No prescription drugs.
Alcohol. Ding.
A ding ding.
You never get in the middle of somebody else's argument. You just sit back and enjoy it. And praise God that you're not involved. Because once you say something...
Oh, now you win it.
Oh, you don't want me mentioning him either.
I'm Alfie Coy.
At least I know the name of the next bastard I'm gonna kill.
So, Alfie, were you seeing it then? You just felt like he was being bullied by her, and you felt like you just needed to step in?
Exactly. And the entire time, he was looking at her like, baby, please don't do this. Why are you doing this? It's late at night. It's a Walmart, and you're...
I'm doing it because I don't want you wasting money on no Garth Brooks CD.
Baby, I'm not going to buy the Garth Brooks CD. Just everyone stop. Everyone calm down.
Put it down over there with the spearmint gum. Throw it over there on the side. You ain't getting it. You don't deserve it.
Okay, if you say so.
Oh.
Those are never the ones you want to know.
So she was just loud causing a scene?
She was.
Ugh.
I don't think I'd say anything to a chick if... Say we're all friends, and she's bitching at her boyfriend at a restaurant or someplace. Man, that ain't no kind of a wrath you want to wave a flag at.
No. And that's,
hey, over here, look at me, wrath, bitch.
Yeah. And she's yelling at him that way, and she supposedly loves him. Imagine what she would do or say to you, that a stranger.
It just struck a chord with me because this was in Plano. This is in West Plano at night, and I'm from there, and she just kind of reminded me of one of the bitchy chicks in high school that I know. And so I just didn't want to see her boyfriend deal with that. So I said something small, and then she started telling me to mind my own business, and then that's when I said, if he wants to buy the effing CD, let him buy the effing Garth Brooks CD.
At some point, when she told you to mind your own business, I'm going to guess your response was something along the lines of, if you want me to mind my own business and quit making everyone aware of your business, like quit being so loud?
Exactly. Quit causing a scene in the checkout line.
She was being loud enough for everybody within 30 feet, whatever, to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, in that instance, I might have said something. I would have said, hey, partner, I know she's giving you grief. Can I ask you something? Does she have any weapons, any sharp things, any needles, anything, hand grenades, anything I need to know about?
Buddy, to her, everything is a weapon.
How fast can she turn?
Yeah, if they were slowing down, was the line slowing down because she was bitching at him?
Yes, there were at least two people behind him that didn't have to wait if they weren't there.
Wouldn't have to wait. Okay. Yeah, then that, I'm saying something. If they're debating back and forth whether they're going to get this or not, let him get it and then take it back. Or just set it to the side like a lot of people do.
Yeah, I don't know why some women just feel the need to just... Honestly, to sort of neuter their man. It's like they say they want a strong and tough guy, and then at almost every turn they try to take that away from him somehow and control him. It's like, you don't want that. Well, actually, I kind of do. You don't want that Garth Brooks. It's not even worth the money. Put that down.
You are not buying that Garth Brooks CD. And put that Freedom Rock CD back, too. You don't need any of it. You got enough stuff. Now, I'm going to buy all this fabric for the house to make curtains you hate, and I'm going to buy this $400 cat-esque cleaner. I heard someone on the radio do that. I think it was Dan Lewis's wife.
Damn.
Wouldn't let him buy things at Best Buy, but she go out and buy...
The $400
automatic cat box? I don't think it was
$400,
but it was an automatic cat box. It was a couple hundred dollars.
I know that one. I had a couple of those at different points.
Yeah, the automatic cat boxes?
Yeah, they didn't work. They always get stuck because those things
are not... The cats got stuck in there?
No. The cats got fine. They got out fine. The problem is that box, maybe it would be fine if you had just one cat. But if you have more than one, that thing ain't going to work. It's going to get clogged.
All right. But it was just funny. Dan wanted to buy a new sound card for his computer. Honey, can I buy this?
Put it down!
But you bought that $200 cat box cleaner and a bunch of fabric. And this was by Dan's own admission.
Dan Lewis, absolutely.
Mm-mm. Dude.
I like the way that Dan always feels he needs to qualify it.
Just in
it
case.
It ain't me. I got control of my house. My wife, I don't have to ask her if I buy anything. Do you?
No. We actually have like it's a partnership thing as opposed to the you can't have that coming from either side. That's why even back then when I first met Dan Lewis, I'm 22 years old and he's telling me this, and I'm looking at him like, how are you a man? I understand if your wife makes more money than you or you know
that's just, your first problem.
Well,
you're in an industry where you don't make enough money, so you have no power.
But you still just because you don't make as much as she does, you still got to have a spine. That was given to you free of charge when you were born. Use it. Just say, no, I want this.
I can't use it. She's in control of all the finances. And it took me for a couple of weeks to really believe when Dan and JD went in and met with the GM back at CBS for raises. Because I dealt with my own contract. They dealt with theirs.
Yeah.
And Dan says, I just want to make more than my wife. You're going to need to come up with a better reason that I can tell corporate as the general manager. Well, this employee, Daniel Lewis, needs to make more than his wife. Is he worth it? Oh, no. But he needs to make more than his wife.
It's purely for ego.
He just wanted control of the relationship. And you know, as his career has gone on and on and on in radio, he's lost more and more power. His career, I got no better terminology, his career is running on less than fumes.
Can I buy these chiclets?
Bam! Just chiclets.
No!
What about Pez? I don't even want the dispenser.
Put it down.
Just one Pez.
Single serve.
Oh, God.
What about this bite-sized Snicker bar?
Daniel, last time I'm telling you this in public, there will be no happiness in your life. What a load. I wonder if they're having a Christmas party at whatever station he's working at.
Oh, the East Texas Radio conglomerate.
I don't even know. Is he back with K-Bus?
I don't think
the same
so.
Corporation?
That I don't know. Someone sent it to me a couple of weeks ago. I just didn't care.
Okay. I wonder if he knows that JR is former workmate, is now the ops manager for two major market country stations.
I bet he does.
Then I would start to reevaluate my life. And Dan is about the same. Dan Lewis is about the same age as me. If you're not able to stay at one station more than 18 months and you keep having to move to smaller markets to where finally you get to a market that's not even rated by Nielsen, then possibly it's a time to sit down and think about your life.
Yeah. And that would be true with any job. If at some point you keep regressing, then you should look at it and go, hey, you know what? Is this really what I want?
Well, there are times where you have to take a step back if you think there's going to be forward movement.
And I understand that. That's the whole idea for one step back, two forward. But his has been like 44 steps back,
and then
followed by
44 more back.
Right.
Then trip.
And then he falls, and there's a chalk outline on the ground, and somebody's screaming, call 911, this man's lost a lot of talent, and then you have to move to a smaller station. Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Amanda?
Yes, I had a comment about the wives neutering their husbands.
Dan said that. I never said it.
I did say that.
Well, okay, I'm married, and he works. And I work, We have joint accounts. We have separate accounts. We kind of do as we please. But if he wants to buy something, he buys something. If I want to buy something, I buy something. We work for that reason. We pay our bills. We make sure that our bills are paid and taken care of. And then if we want to spend our money, then we spend our money.
Combined, since we don't know who you are, you can tell me. Combined, what are your salaries?
Right at about 100.
Is that a year?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Russ.
What kind of house do you live in? How big is it?
It's about 1,800 square feet.
How much was it?
A little under 130.
Okay. So you bought well within your means as far as the house.
Yes.
We
don't live above our means. That's the thing. And we don't have kids. So when we want something, you know, usually we discuss it. Is it worth it? And if he wants it, then he buys it. If I want it, I buy it. Or he buys it for me because he makes more money than me.
How long have you been married?
We have only been married about 2 months.
Yeah. Oh. Do you think you're ever going to have kids?
If it's up to me, yes.
Because it sounds like right now you're kind of in the mentality of, okay, what do we buy? This new 4K television or have a kid? Kids. I like high-definition television.
Well, we did that when we bought our house. So, you know, he's tried to talk me into a bigger TV, and I'm like, no, we don't really need one.
Yes, you do.
There That's is, what he says.
What is it, Dan?
Amanda, how big is the TV you currently have?
64.
Okay, I'm kind of on her side on this one.
Do you have room for a larger TV?
I want to say no because he's probably listening, but yeah.
How big is he wanting to go?
I don't really know. I just usually, I'm like, babe, it's fine. The TV's plenty big enough.
I think 80 is about where you need to be.
That's what he said. I said, well, let's break this one in because we've only had our house about a year and a half. Like, so let's break this one in and then we'll talk about it. Because we don't have anywhere to put a 64 if we get a bigger. Because our bedrooms, it could handle it, but it would just be too much.
Not really. You can always find a base for it. Set it on. Mm-hmm. So you got the 64.
Yeah.
Is it at least 1080p?
Yes.
Okay. I first of all, I don't know how you people live like that with only 1080 resolution.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
Well, it might be more. I don't know. He picked it out.
It's probably only 1080p.
Yeah, if it was 4K at that size, he would have had to clear it with you first.
Yeah.
He needs a 4K. He needs 80 inches.
Star I hope power. He's not listening to you right now because we don't need a bigger TV.
If he doesn't go out and buy an 80-inch TV on his own tonight, this man's got no balls.
Oh, no.
No, don't say that. It's Christmas time. We have nieces and nephews to buy for.
Nieces and nephews. You got, did you say puppies?
Yes.
Okay, then you don't really need it.
Yeah. We spoil our puppies.
What do you buy your dogs?
Well, they kind of already got an early Christmas present. We bought them new beds.
How many dogs do you have?
Two.
What are they?
We have a boxer. He's 6 going to be a year. And then we have a blue heeler, and she's 6.
Okay. And those beds, I'm not being cute, if they're really nice beds, those are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got them on sale. So that's why they got them early.
How much were the beds?
$29, and they were originally like $50 or $60.
You cheap piece of You make your dog sleep on a $30 bed?
No, it's really nice. And he had an old one, so we tore it open and shoved the old stuff into it. He loves it. Like, the first time he laid on it, it was like a fat kid in a candy store laying on a whole bunch of candy.
Those dogs are like your children. You buy them a couple of those number beds.
No, because we don't even have one.
Like Pat Summerall used to talk about.
Well, he would. Pat Summerall talked about the duck's bed.
Yeah, ducks, numbers bed, something like that, at least a Sealy Posturepedic.
Yeah, no, sorry.
How difficult is it for you, Russ, to look down from your mount on the rest of us?
To how I treat my dogs?
No. Like, oh, 64, that's, meh.
He wants bigger. He deserves bigger. They all, you know, with a $100,000 salary, they could have bought a $300,000 house easily, and they didn't. So, obviously, he agreed with her on that, and my guess is she pushed him towards $130,000 house. Who pushed who to that house?
It was, honestly, it was kind of a mutual thing.
Bullshit. Tell me the truth.
No, seriously, because we were qualified for 150 and neither one of us wanted to go that high.
Normally, so, you can go about three times your salary unless you have a lot of credit card debt.
He did.
He doesn't anymore?
No, I made sure that he took care of that before we got married.
Okay. So as a reward, he needs an 80-inch TV. And if he doesn't buy one, he needs to just go ahead and cut his own spine out.
Jesus.
No.
There better be one hanging in the house when you get home.
No, I hope not. Because I don't know what I'm going to do with the 64.
You've got more than one bedroom. Stick it someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other bedrooms aren't big enough. And I don't want my guests having a bigger TV than my bedroom has.
And you put it in your master bedroom. Along with a PS4 and an Xbox One.
Yeah. And also, don't have friends over.
True.
What are you, stupid?
Well, we don't have beds. They have blow-up mattresses if they stay.
You put them on mattresses that explode?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We do that on purpose, so it only happens once.
Ugh. That's what I would do. I'd buy one of those. All right. Thank you. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I've never been married. Never had to argue about finances of, hey, I can't even finish a sentence.
Try it.
Hey, honey.
Really? You can't get past the comma?
Can I? I can.
Yeah, you'd say the whole thing. You can't do it in sections.
Hey, honey, can I buy this?
All right. You're getting closer each time. And I think you can see the finish line.
I can. Okay, if I go back to my childhood, hey, Mama, can I buy this? I can say that.
Mm-hmm. But?
But to have to ask somebody else that has nothing to do with my finances or where I live or how fortunate I've been in my life, and trust me, I know I've been fortunate. I'm not asking them. Just to piss them off, I'll bring a bunch of fabulous shit home for me. Wrap them up, put them underneath the tree, and put my name on all of them. To Russ, from Russ.
Little bitty one for her.
Here's your small one. Oh, I bet it's jewelry. I bet it the ain't this time. And you've never had that conversation with your wife, Dan. Can I buy it?
No.
You just buy it.
Honestly, if I really wanted to, yeah, I guess I would. But I don't buy stuff, though.
We have to buy something. Although
all the
fantastic things you own came from this show. Your PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you got that for me, so I didn't have to buy that, which is fantastic.
And trust me, had I remembered when your birthday was, you wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, I know. That was a serious penalty you incurred on yourself.
I remembered your birthday this year. That's why you only got that drop cam.
Yeah, like you say only. I still love that. You could have gotten the drop cam the year that you forgot my birthday, and that'd have been great. Even having forgotten it.
I know. I forgot your birthday, and nobody said anything, and you didn't say anything. And how late were we, Alfie, or was I?
I think we were 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Because you guys always make a big deal out of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That should work in reverse. I'm not going to decorate the studio and buy you a fantastic cake. I'll just give you a bunch of money and consider us even.
It's really the simple things that keep us together. We all understand these things.
Why do you stay working with that? He buys me nice gifts. And I don't tell him when my birthday is, so when he misses it.
I do everything I can to keep it secret. No one tell anyone anything.
Oh, the year I forgot Alfie's, which is the end of October sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told me until, like, February. Well, damn.
Yeah, and that's where Alfie got his F-150.
What the am I going to have to buy him to make up for this?
Alfie wants a truck.
Alfie's got a truck. Now, I couldn't live in a situation like that if I had to ask. Now, if I had family and responsibilities and other things, because the only thing I owe on is my house.
Right.
If I can't save up and buy it, I don't do it. But I'm not going to stand up in the middle of Best Buy and scream a few aisles over, "Honey, can I buy this sound card?" How do you constantly hit me with that whip from that distance?
Around the refrigerators, even. Her whip turns corners.
That's not a fair, that's not a balance. Mm. Why do you need a sound card? Nobody likes listening to you anyway.
Damn.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Traffic sucks out there right now. The worst of it's in Dallas. We're starting off there. South on I-35, just after the Mixmaster. That row construction there is still blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Royal Lane. If you try and sit through it, it's at least a two-hour delay, so don't. Also, in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before Lemon Avenue, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from 635. Still in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Woodall Rogers, got an accident blocking the right center lane. Their traffic is backed up back from the High 5. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Woodall Rogers. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Allen Avenue. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger, actually. Overcast tonight, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain as we hit a high around 62. Right now, 56, but 97, won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Sixty-four-inch TV.
Yeah, that's a beast.
What?
64 is a large TV.
The biggest I got now is 65, but that's all I could get in the TV area. When they built the house that I'm in now, they were still into building cabinets for TVs.
So it's like right there next to the fireplace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest I could get. First of all, I had to do some carpentry work on the area that held. They had their old tube TV set.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I was able to get a 65-inch in there. It sticks out about 4 feet, but it still works.
Hey, it's in there.
Line. Do I want to take line 2, Alvy?
I think so.
Okay. Yes, Brian.
Yay, how are we going doing, boss man?
Good.
Hey, you know, this thing you guys have been talking about, it makes me think I'm married to a rare woman. My wife makes more money than I do, and she never gives me half the crap that these guys are talking about.
I think, and this is not to be ugly,
okay,
but sometimes if you let either side, if you let them walk all over you, male, female, doesn't matter, that sets a precedent. And then they know from that point forward, yeah, I got control of this. What does she do?
She's a nurse.
What do you do?
I'm a construction inspector.
Okay. What does she make?
Roughly 90, 95.
And you?
45.
Damn. What size TV set you got?
70.
Okay. Yeah, you got control of that situation.
Yeah, he can tell just by the size of the TV.
Yeah. He's still a man's man. You're all right.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I have expensive hobbies, and she never really, I mean, every once in a while, she'll give me a little bit of crap, but, you know, she never puts her foot down and says, okay, you're not doing this anymore. You know, she always just kind of gives me free rein, and she thinks that I've got common sense enough to make sure that everything's paid for before I do stupid stuff, and we're good.
What hobby do you have?
I work on cars, and I do a lot of woodworking, so I got a lot of expensive saws and stuff like that.
You ever make her anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then that's why you have all this stuff.
Basically, what it is she always wants me to remodel something in the house, and I always figure out a way to slip a new tool into the whole deal.
I will need a new Wairobi for this. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that her in the background?
No, that's my kid.
Oh.
They heard me on the radio, and they just started freaking out because they think it's cool.
How old is your child?
I got one that's 7, one that's 10.
Okay. I think we're going to talk about Santa here in a minute, so you may want to flip the radio off.
I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bob. I'm
going to give him time to shut it off.
That's very sweet of you.
Santa's dead.
Russ!
I gave him time.
God, man!
Oh. I hope the ghost of Christmas radio delay is coming to visit. To give that man some time.
You got time. We're on the delay. I told him real time. He heard it on the phone. He's got about 20, 30 seconds to shut the radio off. We weren't really going to talk about Santa. I just wanted to throw it out.
I know. Sick man.
I think that mom that was trying to straighten her kids out by saying, okay, we're not having Christmas this year. Whatever toys you want, go ahead and tell us what you want, but we're going to give them away.
Yeah, give it to a needy family.
You don't have to do it every year, but at least do it enough to where the kids possibly understand. It's not about getting something. It's about giving.
Yeah, there are a number of ways to do that. You can take it upon yourself to, like a lot of families will do this a lot of times through their own church. They'll have members of the church that are in need of something, and then you say, hey, Father, or whatever, find me a family in our congregation that needs some help, and we'll help.
I still don't know if I want to get those letters to Santa from the post office.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of the postal workers said, if it doesn't have a stamp, it's not really mail, so I think I can get those to you.
Right.
You don't know what type of lifestyle those kids live.
You don't. You'd have to do some research. You'd have to look at that return address on the envelope and have to drive by their house just to check it out, just to see how poor are you.
Yeah, I'm not that big into vetting.
But you need to be, especially when you read the letters.
I'll just give something to a charity where I'm pretty sure they're going to do right with the money.
That makes sense.
Regardless if they tell me thank you or not. I'm not saying anything else. That was small of me to expect something. And that's all I'm saying. Okay, you're going to make me talk. You know the silence kills our ratings.
That's why you better say it faster. I know you want to.
I don't want to.
It
it goes against everything I've ever said about doing something for somebody.
Okay.
What
happened? What?
What happened? What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything. We didn't talk about it on the air.
Say it.
See? That right there, CIA-trained interrogator.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that I expected a thank you. I was dead wrong.
From?
From a fireman.
Oh.
Over the weekend, I was getting gas in Addison, and the Addison, a lot of firemen were helping the Marines out on the corner collect money for Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah.
Since I don't carry any cash, I went back into the gas station, used their ATM, paid the $3 surcharge.
Yeah, that went up.
And pulled out a couple of dollars, walked out to the fireman and went, "Here you go, boss." He goes, "Thanks." Thank you. Maybe a Merry Christmas or something.
Maybe you should have put out more than a couple of dollars.
Don't make me. He knew
it was a couple of large dollars.
You know, I was putting folding money in there instead of the crap change that people throw out of their cars.
And that's all he said was thanks?
It was almost like an irritated thanks.
Well, I'd be mad too. Well, not mad, but
not
frustrated.
Mad, but it's
bummed.
How many times have I gone off on, if you're going to do something, do it, expect nothing in return? And that's exactly what I got.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
I missed on the phone. I was listening to someone. What did he say when you walked up?
He held the boot out. He knew I had cash. He held the boot out. I put the cash in there. Then he goes, "Thanks."
He didn't say anything when you first approached him? Because I think I remember him saying something. And that could be a reason why you didn't get a huge thanks.
How would you know what he said? I didn't tell you guys the whole story.
You told me and Chloe at one point, I think yesterday, the day before.
All right. I don't know what I added, but I lied.
All right.
Well, what did I say he said?
You said that he said, "Hey, boss."
No, I said, "Hey, boss," to get his attention.
Could it be possible that the cop recognized you?
No. It's a fireman.
Oh, could it be possible that the fireman recognized you? Knew that you don't like thanks, try not to make a big deal out of it.
Then he handled it perfectly.
That's possible. That's a good
I think
scenario.
That's more of a stretch. Usually they go out of their way to thank him, even though he knows that he hates it, because then they can make him uncomfortable and they enjoy that.
Yeah, and usually those people that take donations are extremely thankful to everyone.
That's
especially,
why.
Especially, I mean, someone like Russ, you know?
That's why I wondered maybe the fireman just didn't see what Russ threw in there.
I don't think
like
he
probably
did.
Thought it was just a couple of dollars, not a couple of hundred.
Does it make any difference? I shouldn't have had any expectation of thanks, even though I paid a $3 surcharge to pull money out.
Yeah. Man.
And it wasn't a grandiose amount. It was more than change out of an ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was bad luck. If he did see how much you put in there, maybe Ross Perot had visited him like 5 minutes before and just took like a six-figure check in there or something. So anything after that's going to seem small potatoes.
Like, "Oh, yeah, the guy with the big house. Well, thanks for your change."
Yeah, look at that.
Perot came by, threw in 10 grand in a pie chart.
You give me this. What are you, a farmer? It didn't piss me off. It's like,
you're disappointed.
I felt festive and I wanted, I don't know what I wanted, but I was petty and I was wrong.
You weren't wrong.
Yes, I was. You never do anything for charity and expect a thank you. And I didn't get one.
But you didn't necessarily do anything wrong.
You couldn't help how you felt.
Yeah,
that's your emotions taking over. That's your brain telling you it's deciding how you're going to feel. And you can't control that. You can't control that any more than whether or not you want to vomit.
Well, I let it go.
I can tell. The way that you let go everything else that came before it.
Okay, you're about to get it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to give you a look.
I still felt it.
I love being able to swear and not say anything. First of all, I thought it was cool that the firemen were helping out the Marines, because I saw a Marine on the overpass. You know, obviously they're waiting for traffic to stop.
Right.
And Addison Fire had brought out a couple of engines, and they were helping with the fill the boot for the Toys for Tots. You know, they got more money out of me in that one swap than all the change they got for the rest of the day. Thankless mother.
Just wonder if they're over there right now listening, going, "Hey, who didn't say thank you good enough?
Yeah. Who was a jerk?
Which one of you guys got a decent wad of cash and a boot?" And he couldn't really tell, because I folded it all over and just threw it in the boot.
See, and that's why.
He didn't see.
But he knew it wasn't change. I certainly would have looked in the boot and come and found me.
Mm-hmm. I think most people now put in the folding kind.
Yeah.
I don't think most people carry around cash.
A lot of people don't. I mean,
so that's why I felt bad, because I knew they were working a corner, and you know the Marines and the Toys for Tots. You know that money is going to be used wisely. And there's not a lot of overhead, like a lot of other charitable organizations, where they have administrators that they pay. The Marines aren't taking any money out of this. And the fact that the Addison Fire Department helped them out, I thought was admirable.
Absolutely.
Well, you can say more than just thanks.
He didn't know how much you put in.
Not important.
Clearly it is.
Well, any amount should... I think Warren.
See, he's let it go.
Close right. Any amount warrants more than just a thanks, like I was an irritation. I walked around traffic to get to the fireman so he didn't have to step out into traffic. I guess thanks.
There might have been extenuating circumstances. He might have had someone yell at him right before you walked up.
Maybe he had a bad day.
I gave him enough money to balance it out.
Maybe he was mad that he didn't get to keep it.
Yeah, I don't even know if they keep it or not. Oh, look. Ooh. Now we can get the lazy boy with the heater.
Jesus.
We got one more break?
Yes.
All right, let's roll.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
6:59. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes of Texas. A whole lot going on here is the worst of it, starting off in Dallas. Up on I-35 just after the Mixmaster. Road construction there still has that left lane shut down. Traffic's completely stopped back from Royal Lane. It's about a two-hour delay through it. Don't even bother. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, just before Lemon got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Your backup there is back from 635. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Northwest Highway, got an accident blocking the two right lanes there as well. Traffic's backed up back from Woodall Rogers. In Richardson, northbound 75, right at the Bush, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Spring Valley. Also in that backup, right at Gallatin, got another accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Spur 280, still got that accident. It's blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is now backed up back from Allen Avenue. Again, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Overcast tonight, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for some rain and a high of 62. Right now, 56 degrees. But 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
We'll be right back. Yes, Chris.
Hey, Russ, what's up, man?
Nothing.
So why all the hostility towards the firemen that didn't give you like a hug and a kiss on the cheek for the donation?
No hostility. I said I was wrong. It was petty. It was pathetic. I should have expected nothing. I don't know.
All right. It just struck me as odd. Like, I know you're a big supporter of the firemen and the police. I know you have a lot of respect for those guys. And I know a couple $100 out of your pocket's not a big deal to you.
I didn't say it was a couple $100.
Well, I heard Dan say something about it.
Well, Dan lies a lot.
I do.
Well, okay.
It's really a sickness. I need to look for help.
It's almost like it was an irritation, and maybe that's what it was. I should have expected nothing, and at least I got some type of irritated thanks, and I should have just, I didn't say anything. Yeah. I didn't tell anybody. I told the guys up here, I wasn't helping Toys for Tots anymore.
Jesus.
Right.
I was wrong. And I have no excuse.
That's cool, then. That's awesome that you admit that, man. No good being a Scrooge around the holidays, you know?
Especially with a charity like Toys for Tots, because it's not like taking a chance with another charity of, okay, how much overhead do they have? How much is actually going to go? Because I've attended some of the Toys for Tots presentations with the Marines, and It's even though I don't really care for kids, it's enough to make you choke and not be able. You don't even want to stand in public because you look like a pussy.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine. But
so, I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry I let you down.
You didn't let me down, man. You're a good guy. You do. You help the cause, you know.
All right. Say more.
All right. Thanks.
Bud. Thanks. Tell me how great.
What do you got, Alfie?
The guy on line one says that he is the president of the Addison Fire Association.
See what you did?
I'm now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good luck going home to any furniture this evening.
I live in Frisco.
You think the tollway don't go north?
Well, I don't think the fire department's going to pull me over.
I'm not saying they're going to pull you over. I'm just saying they're probably already at your house busting up your furniture under the guise of a fire.
We're not even in the same county, and we busted up your furniture.
That's right.
All this looks like Ashley furniture. We love to bust that up because that's good Is he really?
I looked him up. I'm finding a press release with his name on it. He says he's the president of the Addison Firefighters and Police Association.
Oh, man, he's got you double-nailed.
Yes, John.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good evening. Is this Mr. Martin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Martin. John Puskowski from the Addison Firefighters Association. I'm the president of the Firefighters Association. I understand that you had a negative experience with our Toys for Tots campaign.
I did not. I had a petty experience on my own behalf.
Oh, well, I want to personally say that if you did have that experience, I apologize. Something we do every year with the Addison Firefighters Association, in conjunction with the United States Marine Corps Reserve. And I would like to say that if you had that experience, that was not what was intended at all. We would like to offer our apology on behalf of the association.
No. Don't make this worse, boss. I don't know how many times I've talked about doing something and expecting nothing in return, and I was childish, and I have no excuse.
You pardon me. You said you were childish, sir?
Yes, me.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not expecting how that conversation was going to go this way, but I would like to let you know that with your help, we did raise over $40,000. Over 2 days for the Toys for Tots campaign on those two street corners. So I would like to extend an offer to you for come by the Addison Firehouse sometime when we cook you lunch.
No, you guys are going to beat my ass. And you know what?
You really think that would happen? Come on.
Yes.
You would come on the radio the next day and talk about it.
But as far as the 40,000, what I put in was insignificant.
Well, you know, and participation helps to go towards that 40,000. So I can't say that anybody's participation is insignificant. And I just want to say that we really sincerely appreciate you coming by and dropping off some money in those boots.
Please stop
it. That's what really matters.
Man,
I thought it was admirable that you guys were helping out, because most of the times with firefighters, it's always for MS or
MDA.
MDA.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of Addison fire engines. I saw them on the street corners, and I saw a few Marines. I went, I need to do something. And you know what? It was only a couple of thousand dollars, so it doesn't matter.
Well, and we sincerely appreciate that.
Oh, well, I didn't give them $2,000. What are you, crazy?
Well,
I should. I need to thank you guys for helping the Marines out.
Well, thank you. And I just didn't want there to be a negative attitude towards the Addison Fire Department on the radio.
No, there is not.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Well, and that offer stands for lunch, too, if you ever want to take me up on it.
You're very kind.
Thank you. Appreciate it, sir.
Hey.
Have a good evening.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What?
That touched my heart. That was really sweet.
Why?
Because it was just a sweet and loving conversation. And when you said Merry Christmas, it was so like it had oomph behind it. Like it was like, I could feel it. And I was like, aw.
You're a wordsmith.
What?
He means you conveyed your thoughts in a very planned out and
eloquent fashion.
Yes. I'm not very good at that.
You're not good at English at all.
You know what I mean.
But Kinsey is right. It that really touched her, and it touched a lot of us. And again, it's not every day that the fire department calls up and invites you for lunch and an ass whooping.
No.
Oh, yeah. Talk smack about my boot.
Why don't you come on by the fire station? I think it's on Inwood or Midway in Addison. Regardless, yeah. Just come on by and let us set you on fire. Put you out. That's our way of saying thank you.
That's right. It's a training exercise. Look, this man here just spontaneously combusted.
Oh, he just called to make me feel like a bigger dick.
That man learned how to guilt trip from my mother.
It's something I should have never told you guys, and it's something I shouldn't have brought up on the air.
No, that's not true.
You just don't. It's like when I drop off a check for a fallen police officer or firefighter. Man, I swear, I'm trying to get in and out. Plus, they know where the check came from. It's got my name on it.
It's kind of hard to hide that.
But I don't want any personal thank yous. And to get letters from widows? Oh, me. Really?
Comes with the territory, though.
Alfie, were you able to verify that he was who he said he was?
Like I said, I found at least one thing online with his name attached to it as...
what he said?
Exactly.
What a dick.
Him?
Yes. And me, for making me feel like a bigger one. I got this one handled. Watch this.
It was sweet.
And he should have had a fit when I said it was a couple of grand. It wasn't.
Well, maybe he didn't. He probably wasn't trying to embarrass you to be like, oh my God. He was just trying to be.
We will come and put your house out for free. After we already set it on fire because you're an a-hole.
Oh, you didn't get a big enough thank you.
Yeah, if they're working two street corners over one weekend,
that's
ass load of cash, Jack.
Yeah, they're hustling. I'm starting to think that maybe not all of it was completely above board. Like maybe Addison PD had some people behind a shed.
Behind a shed doing what?
Just taking wallets.
Psst, hey, look at this. We got $40,000. You know how many 4K televisions we can buy for all the fire stations in Addison? And heated Lazy Boys?
Yeah, do you think it's any coincidence that there's a Lazy Boy store on Midway?
Okay. Mm. What do we got left?
Well, since we're throwing money around, how much money do you think Santa deserves for his job? If he were paid an annual salary.
I don't know how you... How you'd slap a value on that if you're talking about, all right, talking about Santa again, so if you got kids in the car, he's dead. Russ!
Forget it. If they're listeners of this show, they know by now. They only have themselves to blame.
If you've got somebody that goes to a majority of the houses on the planet in one night and works the rest of the year making toys, how do you slap a value onto that? It's got to be into the, if it really existed, you're talking about into the billions.
Think that much?
A man that goes from house to house, sucks himself down a chimney, got to eat all those f***ed up cookies.
Well, a consumer insurance website, they crunched some numbers, ran a study. And what they did was they based his salary on a list of tasks and hours matched to jobs from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Bureau of Labor Statistics does not have any figures on going into houses and putting toys down.
You're right, they don't. That's why they had to.
Doing it beyond faster than the speed of light.
That's why they had to do it in a fashion that would equate to regular everyday jobs. For example, his highest wages come from leading the workshop, which they say would fit under the engineer category. Also, flying the sleigh would get him pilot-type money. Okay. Whereas his lower wages were tallied from wrapping gifts and taking care of animals, like a farmer.
I think the elves do that.
And the elves make the toys, not Santa.
Yeah, Santa's running a sweatshop.
That's why it says he's leading the workshop. I almost said sweatshop. And that's what fits under engineer category.
Okay, who do they think buys all the materials to make those toys?
Probably Santa.
Okay.
We're making a lot of assumptions.
So is this his salary or this is how much profit they think he should make?
This is his salary.
Oh, he's going to get... Regardless.
Yeah, pretty much. If he were paid a salary this year, he would earn $139,924.
Hey. Oh, on that.
That's a 1.5% raise over last year.
Yeah, and where does that money come from anyway?
This is all make-believe, Chloe.
I know, I'm just saying. Where would it come? Where would it come from?
Yeah, nobody has ever explained where Santa gets all his... What if he's selling dope? I bet
really?
Santa sells dope.
You think really? You think Santa's slinging smack when it's not Christmas?
Oh, you know he's got probably at least 25% of the elves running bathtubs full of meth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't think they get it done so fast.
What do you think makes those reindeer fly?
Also would explain the northern lights. Man, that's not a phenomenon. That's bath chemicals.
That ain't nothing but a bunch of muriatic acid and Allegra D.
Northern light. Bitch, please. That's a meth cloud.
So they say he deserves how much a year?
Basically 140.
$140,000. Okay. And they don't. Think he deserves any extra for... All right, let's go this route.
Okay.
Forget about the toys. Forget about the elves. Forget about the workshop.
The drugs as well.
Forget about... No, the drugs got to be in there. He's getting the money from someplace.
Okay, leaving that in.
Forget about... unless he owns a property. Forget it about the mortgage, the lease, whatever. Let's say you went to a FedEx guy and went, all right, here are billions of toys. You're going to have to stop at billions of houses. One night... And you got to do it before everybody gets up.
And go undetected.
How many people would take it for $140,000?
Bitch, please.
Yeah.
You must be crazy.
They could actually test this reality.
How?
By asking a FedEx man to drive around the world one night for fun, see how many you get.
You understand you can't drive all over the planet in a truck.
I know, but they could try.
I love when she thinks out loud.
What happens when they get to the water?
Go the other way.
So you know you're going to miss out on a bunch of houses.
Go the back roads. Take a boat.
How she gets to floating craft.
And you have to do all of this beyond 186,000 miles per second.
Well, that's physically not humanly possible, but they could try and then just multiply it. Like, multiply how many, like tag team others.
First of all, FedEx, UPS, the United States Postal Service, they got to deliver that many packages in that period of time. You can forget about it being under the tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then
it's
going to
be someplace in the front yard.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a FedEx person from every country, and then it's a tag team race.
It's not humanly possible, and to assign a figure to it is absurd.
It could be.
Do you think in one night if the entire planet, well, they could if all the parents took care of their kids.
Hey, I believe you've unlocked the secret.
There is no secret. Hey, Santa deserves $140,000 a year. Yeah, first of all, you're getting in the naughty category, and you're also going to get a nice you piece of coal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come into your house and I'm going to stick it in your ass.
Oh, my God.
Was there anything else with the Santa story?
That's most of it. They said the... there was this part. In the survey, the people said 29% think Santa should make nothing at all. Then another 29%...
Who was that? Like the Occupy America movement?
Or the Occupy North Pole?
Why should he make anything? Who do you think... What do you... First of all, the outfit's got to cost. Because I know with the Santa outfits we bought for ourselves for the pictures with the dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. I know those are expensive, and his looks like a real one.
Yeah, ours are lightweight.
Mrs. Claus probably made that for free.
Well, she's still got to get the fabric from someplace. Yeah, and, you know, Santa's going... Hey, can I buy this? No, I have to buy fabric for your outfit.
But I want a new sleigh.
The sleigh you have is fine.
But there's a new model.
You're not getting a new model. You're not getting the North Pole Hellcat thing from Dodge.
But I want it. And it's also got the updated maps function and Bluetooth connectivity. My old one doesn't have any of that. I have to plug my phone in to charge it with a cigarette lighter.
And where the f*** do you find flying reindeer? Because these deer obviously don't live forever.
Yeah, magic.
Magic. There's no value on magic.
It's pixie dust. You have to believe.
Believe in what? Santa Claus?
In the fairy pixie dust.
Last time I believed in the fairy pixie dust, I woke up and Bill Cosby's semen was in my butt. There?
Yep. That is a growing list. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Later.
The Metroplex.